Tonight, a united nation goes forward with the determination to win this war and bring about a just and enduring peace.
Daddy,
but we cannot
who
win
is
our
Sean
war
Kennedy?
Or make our peace unless we understand the
Sean Kennedy was just a guy who started talking to people all over the world through an internet radio station called Ranch Radio. Eventually, thousands of people all over the world listened to him talk every Monday night about things that were happening in the world and the things that were going to happen. You see, Sean wasn't governed by anyone or anything. What he screamed into the internet was there for all to see. But that was when we still had rights and freedoms.
And not enough of you to shoot us all. You're the few swaggering hypocrites. There's no room in a decent world for you and your kind. We little people, thousands, millions of us, will join together and crowd you out of our world.
Wicca, wicca, wah! Yes, that's right. It's time for the Sean Kennedy Show. Episode number 62. Tonight's main theme is St. Patrick. Where the fuck are you when we need you? We need you to chase all the snakes out of our country because they've taken over and most of them are in office. Thank you to everyone who managed to show up tonight. It should be a really good show tonight because we have a super, super extra special guest interview, which is brought to us by the good guy known as Droopy, who sent us a
woo-hoo
dope DVD, which we watched. And
oh,
this
yeah
guy is probably about the most informed dude I've ever heard on Roswell. So you guys are in for super treat. You've probably got the most, probably the best source of information on the entire Roswell.
Oh, yeah, this guy.
This guy is like,
stuff.
Holy shit.
Knows if, the ins, the outs, everything.
The nice thing is that his DVD, when you get his DVD, you think, wow, this isn't really produced all that well. You know what I mean? Like, hasn't had all that production work done on it. But it's not like a Fox special. This is the real deal. Okay?
Yeah, it doesn't need to. It's got the facts. It's right
very,
there.
It's very, very raw, and you can't fuck with it. So it's very super good. I'm really, really happy that we got this interview. And again, huge props to Droopy tonight. You are free to distribute this interview, anything to do with this, through any way you see fit. You can put it on shortwave, which I'd like it if somebody did that. If
that'd
anyone
be cool.
Has,
yeah.
If anyone has like a ham radio or short radio license or shortwave radio, shortwave radio,
short something,
shortwave radio,
short yeah, wave radio, yeah,
yeah, yeah. Why does that sound fucked? Anyway,
I don't know.
The shortwave radio thing. If you can do that, and you want to rebroadcast our show through your station or whatever, that would be tight. Because God knows there's enough bullshit going over shortwave. We may as well put our show on there too. Going through the IRC tonight, the poor unfortunate bastards who have nothing better to do. Who do we have? We have Misconduct, Smokehouse, Snake, African Love Turtle, Alien Binary, Aliens FK, Alamode, Alanon 2, Alpha 736, Alter Boy, Angelica Fixing 9mm, Angry Monkey, that must be a Beretta, Angry Monkey, Barcode, Bitter Boy Scout, no shit, eh? You can only take so much ass ramming. Case, Citizen Steely Dan, Communist in a Can, Coppertop, Kyle 23, Delusion, Dr. Zodiac, Droopy, the main man, ECSM, Fester D. Penis, Foz, Fud Magnet, Gorka, Griffin. Hey, Gorka, you're not working. Good, 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 good. He's normally here a little bit later. Guardian Super Chicken, Hero Killer, Irish Today. Well, no shit. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. Joe's Not Snot. Hang on. Jono SN Trance, whatever. Judging Eagle. Good to see you, man. I got some great stories from that guy this week.
Good.
Kaluvin? Casey Saul. Casey Saul. Casey Saul. Almost got that there. Kello, Kexler, Lento, Linux Chick, Lizard King. Meow King. Meow Meow King.
Meow Meow.
Meow
Meow King.
Nick J, Mr. Echo, Persistent Object, Punk of Evil, Queef, Ratfucker, Rogue 3, Rose, Roto, a Rumbling Sky, a Sapphire, Roto, who I still haven't bought your tickets for, but don't worry, I have not forgotten. Sapphire, Sarah Goblin, AFK, Shade. Shrine Master, Sword Orc Scavenger, Soul Stitches. I hope that's not a soul trance and it's got stitches, because that would suck.
Spudly,
Star Baby Stats, I almost fucked this up. Siphiel, whatever. Thout HE's Test Subject, The Bug, T-Night, Transistor, Trauma, Trust, Turmoil, Transpike, Trail Gone, Tyranzik, Vampire This Morning, Wi-Fi Girl, Wiggle Puppy Whopper, WS Ninja, WW1, Russian Paratrooper.
Nice.
Which is good, because the Russian Paratroopers didn't have parachutes in the
They just
war.
Dropped into the snow.
Yeah, they just...
Because they're that hard.
Well, because, yeah, I mean, there was a guy with a machine gun who was going to shoot their ass if they didn't do that. X-Crazy, Yerky, Soul Trance, D-Day Species, and Lieutenant Major Zombie. So very, very cool. Very, very cool.
Yes.
And to everyone else who is in the IRC tonight, special super hellos and shouts. Going straight into the Photoshop before the gut calls, because hopefully he'll call. If he doesn't call, that's okay.
That's okay. We got enough to cover it all.
That's okay. Tonight's major theme, since we're doing this alien thing, is we want anti-alien posters. Yes, be as racist as you like. It's pro-human here on Rant Radio. Remember Roswell. Shoot them down and cut them up. That's the kind of slogan we're looking for. You don't have to use that particular slogan, but you can. Take any kind of Photoshop you want. You want to take stuff from the Greys, any kind of alien-looking thing. Greys are usually...
Scientology stuff.
Scientology, you know, Xenu. Yeah, because, well, they're one and the same.
Ray-alien stuff.
Oh, Ray-aliens.
Throw it all
it's,
in there.
It's all... We're anti-alien. We're pro-human. If you want to cook up a pro-human insignia, like the Nike swooshtika kind of thing or something else, if you want to come up with a pro-human thing, my pro-human thing was, for hate, was going to be a human skull. Because that way, if you don't have a human skull, it means not welcome.
If that doesn't show up on the X-ray.
Do you have one of these?
Into the carburetor.
Is this what it says underneath the skin? No, that means you're going to a camp. Okay, sorry. Sorry, because I don't believe that aliens are friendly. I mean, how much cow lips do you want? I'm going to talk to this guy about this tonight, too. Because we all know, it'd be pointless to interview this guy and say, oh, do you think Roswell really happened? Well, no shit, it happened. The guy's got enough evidence to choke a fucking mule that
it
happened.
Yeah.
But I got a few other questions. I'm going to ask the questions that nobody asks these fucking people. That's why we're here.
Here's the Photoshops from all the other weeks. Go take a look. There's some amazing ones, especially from last week.
Oh, my God. They're so good. They're so good. Especially that one. Who did it? Shrine Master?
Yeah,
did the one with who says you have to go into the light?
Yeah,
that's currently my desktop.
You like that one? That one's awesome.
Fucking fat.
The one with coming through the door.
Oh, that guy's so fat. I'm like, oh, that's exactly
the headphones. He said he had to make his own headphones because he couldn't find any, so he like drew those headphones. And
really?
Stuff. Yeah.
Oh wow, that's so tight. And also, I really dig the what is it, the WOG one there, the Sixth Sense. What does it say there?
I see WOGs.
Yeah, that's a good one too. I really like that. I'm just thinking up some other questions here for the guy.
Well, how do you get in the IRC? Well, you get in the IRC by...
I was going to do that.
Yeah,
but you got ahead of it. How do you get in the IRC, Sim?
Well, you can go to the webpage, click on... which is rantradio.com.
Right.
And click on community and click on chat.
Right.
Or you can download a IRC client, which
like
is
IRC.
Good. Yeah, MIRC.com.
Right.
Go to the other side servers in the Rant Radio channel, and your name, too, will be mentioned at the beginning and end of the show until we get to 150 people in the IRC. And Sean will quit.
And after that's 150, it. That's it. I'll just that's read it. Out specific names or new people who I haven't seen before.
People he just likes, you know.
Shade is, like, cracking out over the whole Photoshop thing.
Oh, he's
like,
he loves it.
Drooling over this Photoshop
thing. He's, like, on a chain and waiting for Sean's word. Go, Shade, go!
Go, motherfucker, go! if you want to get in touch with us, you can get us at info@rantradio.com. And don't forget, we still need your help. We still need more bandwidth.
Badly.
So if you need if you have bandwidth or access to bandwidth of what variety, Sim?
Like at your work, at your school, at your ISP. Well, we need upstream of 3 megabits per second. This is not file mirroring. This is streaming constantly. Like radio, listening to the radio, like the Shoutcast stuff.
Because we are popular. Because we are taking over the earth. Because we are, in fact, going to dominate the airways. So, we do need your help.
So just email me, info@rantradio.com.
And we will get back to you in a timely fashion. Of which we received your call. So, in the getting on to the drink of the night from Dr. Zodiac, after all, it is St. Patrick's Day, and anybody named Sean fucking Kennedy should be able to put out a good drink. So, from Dr. Zodiac, he sent me this in going, wasn't sure whether you still do drink of the night. You're goddamn straight, because it's St. Patrick's Day. Here's a pretty good one for St. Patrick's Day. Thanks. A Belfast car bomb. Yes, you start with half a pint of Guinness. Add 1 ounce of whiskey. Of course, Vincent would be an Irish whiskey. Serve with a shot of Bailey's on the side. The shot of Bailey's is dropped into the beer and whiskey mixture. Mm-hmm. And you have to drink it before the Baileys can curdle, usually in one gulp if you can.
So this is a shot, then, not a drink.
No, it's a drink. It's a full-size pint glass. You drop the shot glass and fucking down it. Because that's the way the Irish drink, motherfucker. Drink, that's
like
what we do.
Irish,
yeah, so it'll be very, very cool.
Both Irish here.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Well, James.
Ooh. Oh, who? Oh, what?
Well, he's got an Irish last name. Everybody knows your fucking last name.
I know.
Give me a break.
I know.
Getting into some feedback here. What do we have here? Now, we might get cut off, so if we get cut off,
we'll
don't
feel
bad.
We'll just step back into it.
I'll step back into this.
Yeah.
Feedback. Dear Sean and Sim from Oh, I almost said his name.
Alien. Yeah.
From
some guy. Who knows?
Actually, it's not a guy.
Oh.
But anyway.
Now you've been revealed more. Great.
Well, maybe I didn't. Maybe I'm lying. But anyway, the call sign is Hey Bob. Oh, hang on.
That's it.
That would be our call. There it is. Nope.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Hello, this is Bob. You're talking about Roswell.
Hello, Bob. How
Hi,
are you
Bob.
Doing tonight?
Who am I talking to here?
This is Sean Kennedy and Samarian. We're the two. Well, Sim is the co-host. I'm the host. We're both hosts. Here we are. We're the hosts of Rant Radio. And actually, I'm screwing this all up here. We're the host of the Sean Kennedy Show on Rant Radio, and you are currently speaking live, just so you know.
Okay, fabulous. I've been emailing back and forth with Sim a little bit, but good to meet you, Sean.
Good to meet you, too. I saw your DVD.
Uh-huh.
Amazing stuff, amazing stuff. One of the things I really liked about it was how you you broke everything down, like, really, really well. You know what I mean? Like, you could basically take the most hardcore skeptic and show them that DVD, and you really can't argue with it because it's just so solid. Like, your evidence is right there, you know what I mean? And it, you just can't argue with it. I was totally amazed by your facts. It's not often that you get someone just sitting in a chair talking that can keep someone's attention like that. I was really impressed with your work.
Well, perhaps I can give you a little bit of background on how I got to that product, and thank you so much. You couldn't have said anything better. It's not sexy. It's informative, but everybody that's seen it says, I was just riveted, you know, and that kind of amazed me because I'm not a professional in this field.
Well, who is, really? But before we go any further, where do they get the DVD?
Okay, if they've got $19.
Right.
And they can write down this 800 number, which I'll give you here in a moment. It's 1-800-694-0320. 1-800-694-0320.
Somebody will put that in the IRC. We got almost 100 people who are going to be watching that anyway, and they'll be able to download this later. So, and that's the 1-800 number they call to get one of these.
And it's called Metro Video, but that doesn't really matter. And they ask for the Roswell CD.
The Roswell DVD called Roswell Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. Okay, cool. Well, Droopy, who we don't say his real name on the air because, you know, that's the cool hacker thing here. He's the one who was cool enough to send us a copy of the DVD, which we watched. And I was just amazed by the whole thing. And when he said that he might be able to get us an interview with you, I was like, wow, that's amazing. So I'm really, really proud to have someone of your caliber on the show. It's just, you know, wow, who knew, you know?
Okay.
But anyway, so let me tell you were going to tell me about how you got to the conclusion on this product. Like, how did you wind up getting involved with all this and all that?
Well, really, it goes back. Somebody whispered in my ear and said, everybody that's tuned into your show is like under 28 and a half years old or something. I'm 64.
Right.
If we can go back to 1954, which is a billion years ago in many ways, I had what we now call a close encounter with a UFO.
Really?
The first one I ever had, I was riding in the back seat of a car. My uncle was driving. It was at night. But two other witnesses in there, too, and this great big thing came and kind of paced the car for a minute or so.
Chased the car?
Well, call it paced, not paced.
Okay.
Just flew next to us.
Right.
Paced as in P-A-C-E-D, I guess.
Gotcha.
And we just looked at this and looked at this and we're just amazed. And then the thing kind of veered away. And we kept going and said, what the hell is that?
That must have scared the shit out of you. Like, well, seriously, you must have been like, holy crap, because it's 1954 and you can't really say anything else.
That's right.
You must have just been like, whoa, slow down, chief, what was that, you know?
It just sort of amazed us, and later we were kind of scared, you see. Not during the event. During the event, it was just, what on earth is this?
I would have been reaching for a pocket knife, or maybe a tire iron myself.
In any event, that one caught my attention, as you might imagine. I started to read books about flying saucers. I didn't have much of an interest before that. I've maintained an interest over the years, over the decades now, you know? read most of the books, met most of the people in the field, and about 10 years ago, there was a resurgence of interest in Roswell.
Oh, yeah.
And I decided, listen, if this thing is real, it's what it's all about, okay?
Okay.
And if it isn't, it's a hell of an interesting story. Let's find out about it. And so I started, you know, just on a hobby level. I was making a living as an airline pilot back then. I'm retired now.
Right on, right on.
Okay. And so I don't have unlimited time or funds or anything, but you just do the usual grunge research on this kind of stuff. You read all the books, all the articles. You go out and you meet the people who wrote the books, and then you meet the witnesses, the ones that you can, okay, and so on. That's what made me into a, quote, expert, unquote, okay? Hate the word, but I've really paid my dues, done my homework on this thing.
Well, give me a break, man. You've been doing this kind of stuff since the 1950s. You've been doing this longer than most people are alive. And just so you know, we do actually have a complete age range. We got everyone listening from the age of, like, 60 right the way on down. Never told you that. Lied. But anyway, but we do have a majority of a younger audience. But carry on, carry on. You were saying that, so you kind of become, like, I mean, there's no question whether or not you're authority in the field. I mean, let's face it, you've been doing it longer than most of these people have been alive. And I want to tell you, while I got you on the show here, I'm not going to grill you with the usual crap you get in interviews, okay?
Yeah.
Almost, I would say just about all of our listeners, I mean, anyone who's ever even heard of Art Bell, anyone who's ever, you know, even read anything anywhere, it'd be like there's more evidence of UFOs than there is that we landed on the frickin' moon, okay? We've been seeing them for, like, thousands of years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we're just going to get past the whole, do you think there was aliens in Roswell? Well, no shit, Sherlock, there was aliens in Roswell. I got some other questions for you that normally you wouldn't be able to air on regular radio or television, but I want to get to the real meat of certain things.
Okay.
So, but let's talk a little bit more. So you were a retired airline pilot, which means that you have a fairly good working knowledge of aerodynamics, I would say, and how, like, the whole flying thing works within the atmosphere.
Fair to say, sure.
Okay. And being as you've done this for quite a few years and the amount of people you've talked to, I mean, I'd probably also say you're fairly well-respected because these authors meet every schizo in the Seven Straits who tries to talk to them, and they manage to talk to you. So that means that you're probably fairly well-respected.
There's something to that, yeah.
There's something to that. Now, my experience has been with the UFO crowd, okay, they're pretty flaky. A lot of them are pretty, you know, Huna crystals, kind of, you know, raising vibrational awareness around the world and all that kind of crap, right? And you never, nowhere in your video did you ever talk about that. Like, you never, it was all hard science and hard data. And while you were gathering that, did you ever meet resistance? Like, people going, no, the aliens are, like, you know, spiritual beings and all this kind of crap. Did you ever run into that?
Yeah, not so much on the Roswell research, but frankly, UFO research in general really kind of makes me ill. There's a UFO conference that I'm going to go to because it's in New Jersey, that's where I live, and I kind of have to, you know what I mean. It's like a party that you got to go to that you really don't want to.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the reason is 90% of the people there are into the crystals and la-la-la stuff, and that's just not me. I hate it, okay?
Okay, so you and I are on the same wavelength then. Okay, so that's good. So I got a couple of, I got a thing. You got to know that I personally believe, okay, I personally think that the UFOs are actually alien craft. I don't think that they're time travelers from the future. I don't think that they're, like, angels. I don't think they're any of that other hokey shit that people are saying. I think they are aliens from other planets.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I would say, but I'm just, you know, some schmo with a radio station who can't shut up. What do you think they are exactly?
I think they are exactly what you just said, but let me elaborate just a teeny bit. One of the features of UFOs is, well, there's a couple of features. One is these things are physical objects, and we need to get real, folks. They show up in photographs. They show up on radar. Hallucinations don't show up on radar, okay?
That's right. So no matter how high or drunk you are, shit is not showing up on radar.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. Another thing that's been troublesome, in a way, is so many different descriptions. Now, some of this you can write off to different observers seeing it under different conditions, but my take, and I'm just generalizing for you here because you hit me with a general question.
Sure.
These are nuts and bolts things. If we could get a hold of one, such as probably what happened at Roswell, we'll get into that later, and you kicked it with your foot would hurt, okay?
Probably quite a lot.
That's what I'm talking about. You know, this is machinery.
Okay, so other than the machinery, though, now you've no doubt heard of the famous Roswell alien autopsy video. Everybody's seen it. There's pirate versions of it floating around the web where, you know, they got one of these little gray bastards and they cut them up. Now, I'm just wondering, what's your take on that video? Say whatever you want. If you think it's bullshit, you can say it. I'm just wondering what you think of that particular tape.
In a word, bullshit.
Okay, good.
Phony. It's totally phony.
Why do you sound really sure on that?
Well, there's a couple of ways to go around it. For one thing, some of the people who were involved with making it, and these are folks that make these videos for, like, what? Oh, I'm going crazy here because I don't watch it because of my age. The music videos.
No, we're with you. Okay, like the MTV Fox video crowd, yeah.
That's right. And this is very sophisticated, very elaborate movie making. You know, you tend to think of just the musical aspects of it, but the production end of it is as good as anything Hollywood can do technically, okay?
You got it.
And a couple of those guys finally fessed up, number one. Number two, the guy, his name is Ray Santilli. Well, I don't want to get you sued here. You won't get sued.
No, we can't get sued. We tried to get sued. Go crazy.
You've done your best and couldn't.
Believe me, you've never heard me go off on Scientology. Fill your boots. Say what you want.
The main man who peddled this to the world is a fellow who already has been in the tank behind bars over in England, okay? Prior to this.
Perfect.
And has been in all kinds of trouble. The other, the money man apparently behind this, who was tracked down by a French TV station. See, very little, if any, of this ever got back here to the States because the Fox TV network was pushing this thing. And they're the ones that bought the rights to it for the U.S. and the video rights and cleaned up, okay?
Yeah, no kidding. It's all about the cash.
So, the connections with not only weird people, but, okay, the big money man behind it is a porno king over in Germany. All right, that's okay with me, but not when you're pulling off a scam like this.
No, it's...
Part of it is people keep talking about the alien autopsy movie, the film. Some really top-notch movie and film experts tried to get just one frame of the film. The conclusion is, and couldn't, okay? Conclusion, I'm afraid, is there never was a film made in 1947. It was all a video from start to finish.
So, being as there was no video in 1947...
That's right.
Yeah, this kind of screams bullshit.
You know, everything they claimed about it just didn't pan out.
All right. I got something else for you, okay? We're gradually going to go... We started with that one because everyone knows that one. Let's move on to crop circles. Are crop circles bullshit, or what do you think?
My own view, and I'm going to start sounding like a total skeptic here, okay?
No, go hard. You're doing good.
Here's what I think about crop circles. I've been through a real, it was kind of shocking to me when I ran into a guy that was introduced to me on totally non-UFO, non-crop circle grounds, okay? And he had spent quite a bit of time over in England. He's got a lot of money, doesn't have to work for a living, but kind of studies for a living, you know, spends a lot of time in school, even though he doesn't have to, if you can believe that.
Well, you know, there's nothing wrong with furthering education for that point, but anyway.
Anyhow, whatever, he then started to talk to me eventually about faking crop circles. And I checked this out a little bit later on, and yes, everything he told me was right. And crop circle formations that people said could not be done, he was part of doing it.
Okay, so there's a lot of there's an easy way to fake that. So being as you can't verify what's real and what's fake, we'll paint the whole thing as fake.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Because you put your finger on it, and initially, you see, the people who initially got involved with this said, you can't make one of these things. A human can't produce these, and they can't bend them over the way they're bent over, and blah, 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 blah. But then, let me tell you the other crux of this. After I met this guy who simply sat there and told me he'd been doing it for kicks over there, okay?
Yeah, of course.
A newspaper in London got together with an outfit called the Arthur Kessler Foundation, which is a very reliable mainstream outfit, and they put up the money to test this, to make a practical test. And what they did was they said, we're going to pay roughly $1,000 to anybody, to any team that can do the following. We're going to give you a diagram of a crop circle, and we're going to give you an hour to study it. And you guys go ahead and do this. And they got together 12 different volunteer teams who showed up and, you know, put up their hands and said, I want your $1,000, I'm going to do this.
Okay.
And there were judges around there, so that if you made a lot of noise, you got disqualified. If you had too much light going on out there so that they could spot you, you got disqualified. All right?
Right.
And it was done on a nice moonless night and a cloudy night, which is standard for that part of England.
Right.
When it was all over, a couple of the teams got kicked out, disqualified right away.
Right.
But of the 12, 8 of them were able to reproduce the diagram that they were given with only 1 hour's notice.
Wow, that's...
Hey?
Yeah, that's not really UFO kind of stuff, is it?
No, it isn't. It's human kind of stuff.
Okay.
So, what can I tell you? Does that prove they're all...
No, but it kind of smells like bullshit to me. So let's get on to some other more meaty stuff here. Cattle mutilations.
Well, they're real, okay?
Yeah, no kidding. There's some awfully dead fucking cows, so...
I know, and it's... how many of those pictures can you look at?
That's pretty... Yeah, it's sick. It's weird stuff. And the weird thing is, too, is it's like if it was all in, like, near a city or something like that, there's lots of sick people. But the problem I got is a lot of these guys are, like, farmers. You know, and the farmer finds his own cattle. He has no profit to gain by ripping apart his own cattle. He has no profit to gain from publicity, so he has no motive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and in fact, it's a counter motive because an awful lot of these guys, that's all they have.
That's right.
Economically. And you can't lose too many of your cows before you're broke. Okay?
So...
Now, the thing that gets to me on this, on the cattle mutants, is... Why hasn't anybody picked up a bullet when all the years, this goes back to the 1970s, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And somehow, this continues to be done without anybody detecting who or how it's being done.
That's right.
And you've got people armed to the teeth. They're armed anyhow out there, okay?
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, everybody's got a gun.
Well, plus, you start cutting up my cows, I'm going to get a little pissed off, but anyway.
Absolutely. Now you got a gun, and you're looking for somebody to shoot.
Oh, yeah.
And it hasn't happened yet. That one's got me stumped, okay, and kind of disgusted if you've looked at the photos.
Oh, yeah, it's rank. It's rank. The stuff that they do is just brutal. Yeah. So I think that's a lot more likely because, I mean, if you look at some of the evidence that goes with cattle mutilations, like some of them they find this cow that's, you know, gored, there's no blood on the ground, you've got a, you know, like a multi-thousand-pound animal that's lying in a field, no crushed grass anywhere around it, no sign of struggle. I mean, it's kind of, you know, completely out of Planet X, man. You don't know how the hell that's even possible.
And time and again, the rancher was out there 30 minutes ago or an hour ago, okay?
Yeah.
And no trouble, everything's fine.
And plus, you've also got animals, where you got animals that, animals who encounter people don't wig out as badly, but there's lots of stories of guys' dogs, like, completely going shithawk, you know, like, pissing themselves, going completely crazy, and they wouldn't do that if there was a human element.
That's right. That natural reaction and instinct is, to me, really persuasive. Happens with UFOs, too, by the way. Some people have said that the best UFO detector is a dog.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more.
Now, I've never been able to figure out, are the dogs hearing something, you know, that we can't hear, which they can. They hear the high frequencies. Or what is it that triggers? But it can't just be a sound. There's got to be more to it because these...
Well, it's just like animals being able to tell. Like, a lot of cows can lie down when it's raining and stuff like that. You know what I mean? There's all that kind of farmer logic stuff where dogs can tell when it's going to rain or people get arthritis before. Like, that's just a natural thing that happens. So, like, my dog, Ranger, you know, I saw that movie Signs, and I personally think that my dog, Ranger, would have definitely fucked up more of those aliens than that stupid German Shepherd did. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But yeah, I would agree with you wholeheartedly that if you're going to be doing the UFO hunting, a good dog would probably help you out. Maybe a couple dogs, like three or four nice crossbreed dogs. That'd be pretty good, I think.
That's right. Until the thing got close to you, at which point, so much for the wonderful dog-man relationship.
Well, I don't know, man. I don't know, because a lot of those dogs, you get the right kind of dog, you know, they don't know a lot of fear.
All right.
But anyway, moving on from there, let's talk about the Mexican, now how the hell do you say this? The chupacabras, whatever the hell that is?
It's a chupacabra.
That's the guy.
Yeah.
Now, there's been people saying, you know, the gray kind of thing. They describe him as this blood-sucking goat sucker. That's what his name means, is goat sucker, apparently. Now, is this like a cryptozoological thing? Is this like an alien I'm going to cut off its head thing?
Man, I would certainly opt for cryptozoological. I would also opt for, give me a break, okay? This is another instance where if it's a real animal that's really doing things, why don't we have one by now? For the same reason that we have the cattle mutilations, we can't figure out how that's going on, okay?
Right. So that's another variable. We're not sure what that is, but we shouldn't really probably paint it with an alien brush.
I'm not going to.
No, I don't think so either. And plus, you know, you got lots of twisted people. There's lots of voodoo sects. I mean, voodoo's making a rise in England and a lot in Europe and stuff like that. You don't really know what's happening. And down South America, there's lots of weird, like, blood rites and rituals are part of their culture down there for, like, a few thousand years, right? So who knows?
Frankly, one of the things that the cattle mutilation people have been looking for year after year without ever saying so out loud is a mutilated human. And nobody's ever found a classic one that I know of, okay? But in Philadelphia, just 2 weeks ago, some guy was found in an abandoned building there with an incision all the way down, you know, from his neck to his belly button. And everything inside was removed. It was gone.
Now, was this removed gone surgically, removed gone cauterized?
Well, no details from the cops, okay?
Okay.
No details from the cops.
Is this on mainstream news?
Yeah.
Okay, watch this. This is going to trip you out. Okay, we got something in the search engine, boys. I want some links for a mutilation which happened 2 weeks ago in Philadelphia in a house. I'll have that for you in about the next 10 seconds, my friend. But anyway, because, you're talking to the world's most powerful search engine. We got people that will get you data that will blow your fucking mind. All right, anyway, so we're going to have the complete scoop on that in a matter of minutes. Now, so they found this dude, and what else do you know about that?
Nothing, basically. Everybody
says some guy gutted, but that doesn't mean he's an alien.
Oh, no. I'm just bringing this in as a totally weird thing that happened very, you know, not in the middle of South America, someplace you can't get to. Philadelphia, okay? Right in the middle of Philadelphia.
Better be a brotherly love.
There you go, and somebody. Now, this sounds to me like a real sicko. But, geez, you know?
Yeah.
This guy's insides were removed. Details that you're asking for are really important, okay?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. There's lots of stuff. Was there signs of struggle? Was this guy cauterized? Was there, like, yeah, is this a human thing or not?
Yeah. Okay. And I can't really say any of the details because the only thing released was that basic fact. Everybody was shocked. You know, this is, you'll find out from your search engine here.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
You know, this is the police department talking about it. And the guy had a lot of relatives and friends and so forth. And
so for this dude to wind up gutted in an abandoned building somewhere, that's a little odd.
That's right. This is a guy who was not mixed up in any of the usual suspect activities.
Okay. Right. Gotcha.
Yeah, he's a kindly grandfather, for Christ's sake. So anyhow, he was in the wrong building at the wrong time, and wouldn't you love to be able to do a little time travel or something, you know?
Yeah, I'd like to actually take a team of wogs and do some time traveling, but that's another subject. Okay, I got another thing for you here. Now, when you look at all this, like I will call you on one thing here, though, and I'm going to challenge you on one thing. On your tape, I detected one thing which I could call, I would sniff as bullshit.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Now, do you mean to tell me that guy, the guy who took the pile of scraps, the stuff from the crash site, took it to his home, you know what I mean? And his son, who's a doctor now, played with the parts and everything like that?
That's right.
What was his name?
His name was Jesse Marcel, and he was a major in the Army Air Corps.
That's right. And his son is Jesse Marcel Jr., right?
Correct.
Right. So we got the two Marcels there. Now, you mean to tell me that this brother loaded his car up full of alien shit, went to his house, showed it to his family, everybody thinks it's super cool, then he puts it all back into his car, takes it right back to the Air Force base and goes, here you go, guys, and didn't keep a single scrap of that stuff for himself. Now, come clean. There's some alien parts floating around, isn't there?
I think there are, but you know what? One of the things that I've found out, and you'll have to stick with me a little bit on this, okay?
Okay.
This is 2003. And if you want to go back from 1947, let me put you back in 1947, if I can, okay, and for you and for all the listeners.
Sure.
A different world. This is before Vietnam, before Watergate, before Monica and Bill, okay?
Right.
In 47, we were just 2 years over World War II, which was literally a struggle for life and death for this country.
Oh, no doubt.
All right?
For the world.
Yeah, and for most of World War II, we were getting our ass kicked by the Japs and by the Germans. So, 2 years later, the American public still was totally patriotic and had a respect for authority.
Okay, so what you're telling me here is the government wasn't evil and everybody didn't hate them at that time.
Absolutely.
Gotcha.
Completely different world, you see. And this is something that I've really had to wrestle with for the following reason. I've got the names, that I'm not going to give you any of these names, of eight people who are still alive, which is something because we're talking about events in 1947, okay?
Gotcha.
And they're still alive. And they were there, and they know what happened. They can really tell us, all right?
Are they scared shitless? Is that why they don't do it?
They don't act scared. They must have told someone must have simply said to them, is the best guess I can make. Please don't tell anybody. In other words, I don't see threats. Threats would have collapsed after this time.
I don't know, man. I mean, come on, which is more of a scary government, the government of 47 or the government of today?
Whoa, the government of today has got me panicked, okay?
No shit.
Different story, but actually the government of today looks to me like the government of Germany in the mid-30s, okay, before World War II.
Right there with you, big guy.
Right? However, I want to go back, and I know what I'm trying to say to you is hard for you to buy, but I've talked to some of these folks. They are very polite people. They won't lie. They won't say, it was just a balloon. Silly. Okay?
Right.
They won't talk about it at all. So I and the other, you know, handful of Roswell fanatics or experts have really puzzled over this, and we've asked them, and they just will not discuss it. But my best guess is that we have a total generation gap. And that they're not acting out of fear, they're acting out of loyalty.
Well, that's not that hard to buy, man. Because you got to understand, this radio station here makes no money. Okay, everybody listening here does so on kind of this weird sense of code and ethics. And things haven't changed so much where people still respect loyalty and honor and dignity. And people still do respect the code of doing the right thing. Because that's why I'm here. That's why you're talking to us. It's just that the world is kind of, a lot of the ugliness that used to be under the bed, so to speak, has been flipped over and in the open. So now a code of ethics is probably more important than it ever has been. So that's not so hard to believe, that these people are just like, no, man, that's the wrong thing to do, and I'm going to stick by that. I respect that. I respect that.
Let me tell you what, I've only run into, there's only one guy I know of who was there and who knows, who's still alive, who gave us an answer as to the why he wouldn't talk. And I think he might have been the odd man out. And he said, boys, he doesn't live too far from me. He says, boys, I've got a nice pension that comes, a nice check that comes every month. And I've got a serious medical condition, and I go to the Veterans Hospital, and it gets treated free. And I like it that way. Beat it. Okay?
No, that makes sense, though. I mean, because in today's day and age, you know, a little bit extra insurance wouldn't hurt, you know what I mean?
That's right. I have to tell you, some of the other people are actually almost wealthy people. They don't have that kind of consideration. But they won't talk.
How'd they get wealthy?
Huh?
How'd they get wealthy?
Just life. You know, let me put it this way. A couple of the people I'm talking about were high-ranking officers or are the widows of high-ranking officers.
Right, I gotcha.
Okay, so they had a good income. The government subsidized their living, and unless they were crazy with their money, they were able to save a lot.
All right. I got something else for you here. Let's move on here a little bit. Now, we got an alien spacecraft. We got a down alien spacecraft. Now, my question here is, why is it downed? I bet that sucker was shot down. And no one ever talks about why it crashed. Because, hi, we're aliens. We're highly advanced. We got metal that is lighter than a feather. It's stronger than steel. We can do anything we want. God knows if we can even time travel, travel the speed of light. But, oops, alien error. We screwed up and crashed in a ranch in a flat part of New Mexico. It doesn't work. So why did it go down?
I've got no idea, except in a general sense. Remember, we talked earlier, you and I, about, we both agree, these are nuts and bolts, this is machinery.
It is. It's highly advanced machinery, though.
That's right. But you know what? It's machinery.
Yeah, but Bill Gates didn't make it, so it's probably pretty fucking stable, is what I'm saying here. It's kind of odd that you'd have, like, okay, think about just our human space program, okay? Now, we just had a Columbia just go detonate on us, okay? But there was, like, physicists and stuff like that who came forward and said, no, we've been screaming that there's problems for a long time, yada, 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 yada.
Yeah.
Now, I'm just saying, I don't think, I'm going to propose, okay, that the likelihood of an error and this thing screwing up and thundering in is very, very, very low. I think that a place that we should look is in the military records for what was flying at that time. Was there any strike craft in the air at that time? Was there anyone responding to, like, weird blips of radar at that time? Or in other countries? Because you hit something high enough in the stratosphere, it gets injured in Russia, right? It's wounded, it's crippled, it tries to make atmosphere, can't do it, thunders in, wham, winds up in South America. Because the fact that this thing crashed on land, on a planet that should surely be called ocean instead of Earth, like, it's kind of a shot. It's you got three parts against you right there that it would even land on land. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you.
So I'm just thinking that the likelihood of this thing being, you know, pilot error, I don't know. It doesn't really seem like... you know, something that...
Well, we've got to add pilot error. You know, I said it's a mechanical thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you know, the fact of the matter is, from the Wright brothers to today isn't that long. It's 100 years, all right?
Radio.
We've made it to the moon already since then, and commercial aviation has gone from really... you were gambling, okay? You got on one of those things in the 20s, even the 30s.
Right.
Today, it's incredibly safe. I did it for a living. This is one area where I'm an expert.
Gotcha.
The crashes are very few and far between, but they're still there.
Yep.
And most of them are pilot error today because the machinery's been made pretty damn good, okay?
Gotcha.
You still get machinery problems. What I'm saying is, let me put this in a different way. In 47, this is the Roswell time frame, okay?
Gotcha.
Without a doubt, there were UFO sightings going way back.
Oh, yeah.
Into antiquity, okay?
Oh, yeah, there's hieroglyphs of them. Yeah.
But not a huge wave of sightings as we experienced in 1947.
Okay.
Really, they have never gone away, okay?
Okay.
What I'm saying is, for one reason or another, and I'm going to give you a couple of speculations here in a minute if you want to go in that direction.
Yeah, please do.
Okay. For one reason or another, 1947, the early months of 1947, these things arrive in large numbers from wherever the hell they came from, okay?
Okay. I think I see where you're going with this.
Yeah, right. Where I'm going is, it's new territory, man. It's like opening up the West or something. Whoops, there's people called Indians out here. Whoops, what is that? That's an arrow that just hit me in the leg, okay?
Ah, so you're saying it was like a colonization force.
What I'm saying is it was a learning process. New planet, new problems, and there were a couple of oh shits, okay?
Gotcha. And they're like, God damn it, these people are huge. Yeah.
Whatever, but just the control of the devices, I think, was a little bit at the far edge of their ability at that point until they got used to our planet and maybe to the magnetic field of our planet.
That's true. There'd be a lot of weird shit that they wouldn't be used to.
That's right. It was new to them, and that's the time frame we're talking about for this particular crash. I happen to think there's been other explosions of these things.
Oh, for sure.
Okay. They've just flat exploded. So I can't give you a percentage, of course, because I don't know how many there are.
No. That's cool.
You know, but what I'm saying is there's something actually illogical when we try to apply to an alien, bunch of aliens, even though they are vastly advanced from us, obviously, because they got here, okay?
Right.
We can't give them or ascribe to them perfection.
Oh, no. Far from it.
Yeah. These are, and in fact, I think you could sit down and have a beer with some of these guys.
Probably.
You know, is what I'm saying. Aliens are people, too. We're going to have to make a bumper sticker with that.
Oh, I've got an idea for a few bumper stickers. Don't you worry about that. Which leads me to my next question. Do you think these things are hostile?
No, or we'd know it. You know, if they're here to take over this planet.
Two words, baby. Anal probe.
Okay.
Cattle mutilations.
If we want to get into that, all I can say is you're now getting into the abductions.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's exactly where I'm going with this. I mean, that's the next logical step. I talked about, you know, okay, sightings, cow lips. We got some crushed corn over here. Chuck Aueros, okay, he's out of the deal. So, yeah, we're going to get into the abductions, and we're going to get into why are they here. I'm kind of the opinion, don't get me wrong, I'm kind of the opinion everything in nature is based on conflict. You got one big fish eating little fish. I don't see any reason why these aliens, because there's a lot of things on this planet that a lot of people might want, like the planet. So I'm a little bit concerned. Yeah, I'm tripped out. I don't want to see some little gray guy coming down here and starting it all up. You know what I mean? And there are people who do go missing. And sure, maybe some of them are schizo. But what about the guys who, you know, just a regular farmer Joe driving on thing, goes home the next day, you know, and he's puckered. You know, like, what about those guys? You know, there's something going on there.
There is something going on. Let me say that people all come back. Okay. What's happening to them when they are gone is mighty mysterious because having looked into this quite a bit, and then I threw up my hands and said I'll concentrate on Roswell instead. There's a real phenomenon here, okay? Don't let anybody tell you it's all in their heads or something.
Okay.
It's not.
All right, what do you think of this abduction thing, man? Because now we're getting to the brass tacks. Because to be honest with you, I'm like, the first time I see one of these little bug-eyed suckers, his head's coming off. That's where I'm at right now.
Okay. The problem with that that theory is that we've got these multiple abductees, people who've had the experience, you know, many times.
That's right.
Or and so they say. And
they don't like it.
And they don't like it, to put it mildly.
Yeah, put it very mildly.
And there's nothing they can do about it, see?
Yeah, that's another freaky thing.
They've been there, done that. Obviously, there's a large component. Now I'm really going to give everybody nightmares out there.
No, go crazy, man. I mean, I really want you to speculate here.
There's a large mental component. In fact, it's the primary component. They are able to take over people's brains in several ways. One way is to paralyze you. Another way is you're looking out there, and only much later do you know it's one of these grays. You think you're looking at a moose or an owl. There's all kinds of animals.
You're talking about like electromagnetically influenced camouflage is what you're talking about here.
That's either that. And I know what you're talking about there. It's an emerging technology.
That's right. It's not that crazy either, because we can do it now. We can make people not be able to speak. I did it on the show just a few weeks ago. There's a scientist who's put electromagnetics through a guy's head, and he can take away his ability to speak. He can stop his movement all through magnetics.
And this is what I'm saying has been going on. They're not really harming people.
Okay. Excuse me, dude. You pinned me to the floor and shoved something on my ass. I'm going to call that harming. Okay, like, no. I think they're harming people.
Okay.
I mean, there's more, like, psychological damage much? Like, holy cow. Like, these people are messed up afterwards. You know what I mean?
The ones who can remember it.
Yeah, the ones who can remember it.
Oh, really? Really? Stick with me here.
Okay, I'm with you.
Part of this act also is to mask the memory of what happened. So what I'm saying is there's various forms of this mental control that seem to be exercised here. One is to camouflage what it is that's happening to you and to kind of give you a massive tranquilizer. All of this being done not with wires hooked up to you, but electronically, I don't know.
Magnetic
okay?
fields, baby. I mean, there's no small proponent. Like, you look at a lot of this kind of research, because even if they're aliens, they got to use technology, right? And it's got to be the same laws of physics that govern our planet, because they're on our planet.
Right.
So I'm thinking Tesla was onto some good stuff. He did some funky stuff with electricity. A lot of people don't understand how magnetics work now. There's the Searle disk. There's a series of electromagnetic experiments that have been done where people have been able to replicate Andy Grav, flying saucers, all that funky shit. And now they're finding out that you can control people's brains magnetically. So I propose that if these aliens are basically gods of this stuff, like if that's their chief technology is that magnetics, I mean, it probably wouldn't be much for them to create something like a tranquilizer, so to speak, like you're saying, using magnetics. I mean, that's probably not too far out there.
That's it. You know, 20 years ago, this conversation would have been found absurd by people. But today, you could go out and find actual experimentation, and that's what you're citing. You're from Canada, right?
You betcha.
Okay. At Laurentian University, there's a guy named Dr. Michael Persinger.
Okay.
And that's somebody you might want to look into. Have your super search engine look into Persinger, Persinger.
You bet it.
Okay.
It's already happening.
For 30 years, Persinger has been not putting wires into people's brains. He's got these little solenoids, okay, coils, that he puts usually around the temporal lobes, just outside. He's got like a football helmet and puts these solenoids in there so it doesn't mess up your hair even, okay? And he runs special radio waves through these little coils. And people visualize all kinds of stuff, and definitely he is taking the first steps. And he's the only person on the planet that I know of that's been doing this sort of experimentation. And this is absolutely a mainstream operation up there, okay? Except what he's doing is, I think, setting the stage for something that could be awfully good or awfully scary, if you follow me, all right?
Oh, yeah, I'm following you huge. Some dude tries to strap a helmet on me with coils on it, I'm going to wig right out.
You're trying to wig out, but he does this to volunteers. People walk in and say, yeah, try me out, okay?
Yeah, people go to Scientology voluntarily, too, but anyway.
Measure all these things, but what I'm saying is...
Oh, man, I'm looking at a picture of this guy right now. He's full-on James Bond supervillain material. Like, I don't know. He seems like an okay guy, but... Ooh, that's a scary technology. That's a scary technology, man. That could totally be abused. You know what I mean? Like, let's talk about, especially with our government today, let's talk about interrogation. You know what I mean? Like, hi, I can turn on your worst fears for 3.5 hours and then shut the helmet off. You're going to sing me one hell of a song. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, and you'll sing even easier if you don't know you're being interrogated.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. I mean, you might think you're in the Garden of Eden or something like that.
Now we're back to that wonderful film, The Manchurian Candidate.
Oh, yeah, got that on DVD.
I'll tell you, one of the all-time great movies. But anyhow, how did we get into this?
Alien abductions.
The common theme is that the technology that we observe from the alien interactions is a technology, guys, and it's got problems. And what I'm saying is, yeah, I think that they had a crash back in 47. I think dozens of these things have actually blown up in the air.
Right.
Okay? And with respect to this abduction phenomenon, I think we're looking at a technology which is also not 100% certain.
Okay, so along with the implants and all that stuff, this is all just we're tripping over their wires, is what you're telling me.
That's right, and we wouldn't even know about this abduction thing if they hadn't screwed it up.
Okay, that's fucking with me. Okay, I'm not too cool about that at all.
Okay,
but there's ways around that though. This is why, you know, everybody sees the UFO nut with the tinfoil wrapped around the head, right? And now they've got these guys with the copper sheets and stuff like that. And there's lots of people who've been saying exactly what we've been talking about magnetic influence and stuff like that for years. And there's also, like, there's all kinds of NASA footage that was shot from the shuttle. There's one real famous one where there's a light that's in the atmosphere that leaves the atmosphere and takes off out of the distance. A lot of people have seen that footage from the shuttle. I don't know if you've seen it.
I have.
Yeah. So what do you, like, there's a lot of room for speculation here. So you don't think, what I'm getting out of this is you don't think the aliens are hostile.
No, I don't. Let me get back to that on a kind of a philosophical basis, because you said nature is
based on conflict.
Geek's dog, you know, and conflict, or however you phrased it.
Sure.
Some pretty deep thinkers have come up with the following formulation, which is, you know, I'm not necessarily buying into it, but I'd like you to think about it.
Sure, come at.
Let's begin by looking at our planet, and like right now, the bombs are getting ready to fall again, right? It looks like our civilization might very well destroy itself.
No kidding.
Because we've still got massive nukes all over the place. We've still got biological and chemical stuff everywhere, and I'm not talking about some guy in Iraq, okay?
No, 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 I hear you.
I'm talking about the rest of us.
Oh, yeah, there's lots of bad shit.
And, you know, don't get too pious up there in Canada either, you know?
Oh, no, believe you me, I know all about a lot of black ops stuff. I was part of the Army up here, I heard lots of stories.
Okay, so what I'm saying is just back away a couple of feet and take a look at our civilization here on this planet. Beginning roughly 50, 60 years ago.
Right.
We got the ability to wipe out every living thing on this planet.
And take out 6 inches of topsoil.
Okay, yeah. Consequently, if you take a look at us as a technological civilization, which we are, and the alien, any alien that could arrive here would also be a technological civilization, okay?
Okay.
There comes a point in the evolution of such a civilization where they either wipe themselves out, commit racial suicide,
right,
or find a way around all of that crap. Okay?
No, I'm following you.
Okay, then that's a very interesting theory, isn't it?
It is, but I got one flaw with it. We are not a technological civilization. We are a warlike civilization. Every single advancement we have made, all our significant advancements have come from war. The only thing that has not been based on war has been the stuff that's come out of NASA, of which has been like Velcro and some other cool stuff. But the major motivating factors, like Germany, okay, we were talking about the Nazis, okay. The Nazis were a bad bunch of guys. Don't advocate them at all. Don't like them much, actually. But they did do a lot of amazing stuff with technology because they were combat-driven. Now, my theory is, okay, now, there's The other argument to this is they're not hostile, right? Because if they were hostile, why haven't they attacked? Blah, 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 blah. And every soldier knows that no matter what a war is, the war will eventually become a ground war. That's just bottom line. You can bomb as much as you like. You can burn from the air as much as you like. But when it comes to occupying, it's going to become a ground war. Now, these grays, every single description has been the same. They are small. They're usually less than 6 feet tall, usually less than 5 feet tall. Very, very slender. They do say they're strong, but they're slender. They don't have the muscle mass. And I'm here to tell you that if you were going to be, like, if you put yourself in the opposing shoe, there's no way you'd want to engage in a ground war with a race that makes things like the WWF. Okay? It's just not going to happen. All right? I mean, there's some humans are just absolutely monstrous. So I think you'd be really, really careful about dealing with a savage race like humanity who's eventually getting technology. I think the aliens are scared shitless of us.
Well, okay, let's say, I want to talk about what you just raised here.
Sure.
As long as everybody understands that the theory that I just put forth, because I think it's a really important one, okay, that you either commit suicide or you have a consciousness change in the civilization that says we can't do this anymore to each other, okay?
No doubt, no doubt.
Okay. But the creative instinct continues. You're correct that war has been the great trigger for innovation.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
There are many other incentives, okay? Frankly, just the creative instinct, just the love of creation will do, okay, if you can make it pay. But I,
yeah, if you can make it pay.
And the military pays high.
Yeah, the military pays high, but I hear you.
Let's rephrase the question that you raised this way. If these things are real and here, and I believe that they're here and real, and so do you, okay?
You betcha.
Why don't they make open contact with us?
Fear much?
This is the real conundrum, and I think that it's basically because of what you just said. They don't want to mess with us for the same reason that I'm sure wherever you live, there's some part of town that's full of people that you don't want to have anything to do with.
Okay.
Okay? And maybe vice versa.
You betcha.
But you follow what I'm saying here. I think it's for moral and ethical reasons.
Oh, man.
They don't want to mess with us because here's another concept that's new to everybody. But you put your finger on it. We are a race of homicidal maniacs.
Absolutely. We are warlike.
Okay.
Yep.
And if we find an excuse, we'll do it. If we don't find an excuse, we'll make up some reason.
Damn straight.
Buddy. Okay?
You betcha.
So,
you know what, though? You know what, man? I bet you I could give you world peace. I could give you world peace in 3 days. In 3 days. All I'd need is 5 gray ships, gray alien spaceships, to do a strafing run on Israel, Paris, England, and New York.
Uh-huh.
And the entire planet would stop fighting, and we would just shift target to a new enemy.
Well, you just got it. We would shift target to a new enemy.
You're damn straight, but there'd be world peace here, wouldn't there? That's my point. We can't, we'll never be. You know what? It's cool that it'd be nice to be all, you know, evolved and we won't fight anymore, but it's not realistic. The universe is based upon conflict. What I'm saying is we got to stop fighting each other and we got to start looking out towards the stars because these little guys are out there and why don't we just take their planet? That's my point. You know what I mean? Like, why don't we just get one of their ships? They've been dragging us on their ships and cutting us up and cutting up our cows and everything like that. I mean, really, if I came into your house, knocked you out, did things to your body, killed your pets, and then left, you'd be pretty pissed. You know what I mean?
I love it. That's you got it. We're going to stop worrying about the black guys and the
yeah. There's no race. We're one race. We're the human race. The human skull becomes our credo, and off we go. You look like us, great. You don't look like us, well, too bad for you.
That's right. No more niggers and no more white devils. We're going to all get together.
You betcha. One big humanity banner, baby, and that's it. And we go out into the stars and we start kicking ass.
We're going to get the gray bastards.
You betcha.
So anyhow, Let me segue back to Roswell a little bit.
Sure, go ahead. Sorry.
You're taking my mind. No, it'll be a very natural transition because a question arises. Let's say that Roswell was real.
Oh, of course it was real. That's neither here nor there. But anyway, yeah, carry on. Assuming it's real.
So people say, why would the U.S. government cover it up? And I think a very powerful reason, there's a couple of them, but one of them is exactly this concept of a one-world government.
Right. Oh, yeah.
It's a good idea. I think it's a good idea. Probably everybody listening thinks it's a good idea. But if you were running the power structure, if you were part of the elite of whatever country this thing happened to fall into, particularly the U.S. of A.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? They already had their hands full with people who believed in a world government. And that particular world government at that time was the Soviet Communist.
Ah, right, okay.
Of the world government.
Right, right, right.
You know, that's so far in the past now that, again, people are saying, huh, what's he talking about? But that's why so many of the scientists on the Manhattan Project, that was the atomic bomb project.
Gotcha, yep.
Those guys were, you know, top-level intellectuals. They weren't just math and physics people without any other life. They had plenty of another life. And they said, wait a minute, we need a world government. And one way to get a world government fast is to back up the Soviet Union. And we cannot allow the United States alone to have this atomic technology.
Ah, I see.
So just as fast as they could, they shipped the information over to the Soviet Union. And by 1947, we knew that, or our government did. They had finally figured it out that they'd been snookered and robbed blind, okay? So already, I think that people up there at that level took a look at this and said, oh, God, nobody's going to say, I'm an American, I need to be nervous about Russians, okay?
Right, right.
They're going to say, get out of here to the politicians.
That's right, yeah.
And even today they would say, get out of here to the politicians. All this nonsense we're seeing now, could you imagine it going on if we had a certain knowledge? And the Roswell wreckage would be certain knowledge, right?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Okay, so I just wanted to toss that one into the hopper here.
So what? I'm just going to break down what you just said there, because the last thing that any government would want, who's got power, is any kind of unifying enemy that would draw the rest of the world together and demand a one-world government. So they kind of repress that, because you got to look. You can't look tomorrow. You got to look 2 years from now. It'd be like the Mars face and all that kind of stuff. What's your take on that, by the way? Just completely out of the blue here. The Mars stuff. Do you think there's some shit up there or what?
I think there is. You know, I can't prove it, but this is a place where NASA and that crowd, they've just covered themselves with shame. They could have and should have gone up there, taken decent, good photos of these critical areas. Instead, they refused to do that, and when they did make a pass, the most recent one, a couple of years ago, they published to the world a photo that was completely, they had used several weird filters on it to make it look like nothing but a pile of sand, okay?
Right, right, right.
When others said, wait a minute, unfiltered that, you're back to the original picture of the face, okay?
That's right.
So I'm not that much of an expert on it, but that really stinks, man.
Yeah, there's something to that. Okay, how about this? How about this theory here? I'm having a great time talking to you, by the way. This is awesome. How about the idea, 1947, right?
Yeah.
A shitload of these ships show up. What if they've made a base somewhere?
How about if they made it on the moon?
Okay, there's that theory, too. There's people say the bottom of the ocean, on the moon.
Yep.
I'm sure you're familiar with the ideas of the City of the Dead and the Grand Canyon, where there was that Egyptian ship down there. that they found in the Grand Canyon, and the Smithsonian's denied all knowledge of it and stuff like that.
I don't know about that.
Do a search for Temple of Isis. You'll read about it. The Smithsonian found Egyptian stuff all over the Grand Canyon, and now the whole area is off limits to hikers. There's the Department of Defense patrols an area of the Grand Canyon. It's weird. But anyway, it's called the Temple of Isis. Check it out. Anyway, so what do you think about there's a base?
My guess would be yes. Now, it could be a lot of... My guess would be yes. Have to have one.
You have to, because they couldn't... Unless you got some long-range ships, dude, it's just not going
to
happen.
Yeah, yeah. It just makes sense to me. Let me just throw this up as a total speculation. But we went to the moon and then quit going to the moon. Why? Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of a good point, isn't it?
If you look back on it, it's a real head scratch.
Like, we went to the moon. Oh, that was fun. Like what?
Yeah, now what do we do, okay? No, something wrong with that picture, and I don't want to push that one too far, okay?
So there's something else. You're saying there might be some other else going on there.
Somebody might have said, don't do this again, okay? Remember that NASA film that you talked about?
Yeah, yeah.
Which, frankly, I find fascinating, and it's been studied by some really brainy guys who know what they're doing.
Right, right, right.
And they say, now NASA's story is it's an ice crystal, a piece of ice.
Yeah, that fucks off through the stratosphere. How high do you have to be to believe that? But anyway.
That's right, okay. That might have been a little warning, and there might have been other warnings, okay? Notice that our track record on both us and the Russians getting things to Mars hasn't been 100% either, you know?
No. I mean, what about those poor Russian bastards who missed the moon altogether and fucked off into deep space?
If that happened, I think it did.
Yeah, it did.
So, but anyhow, that's, I don't know. Don't want to get into that one.
No, I hear you.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Oh, no, that's cool. You know what? We're just, we're coming near an hour and 15 minutes. I've been yakking with you. I'm going to wrap this up. But I did want to ask you, is there anything that I haven't asked you about that you want to talk about? Some speculations that you think might be fresh or something that the listeners can look into if they want to look into a field that not many people have?
Oh, wow.
You like that?
Wow. What are you saying to me? Tell me this. How much longer are we about to say goodnight?
You can go as long as you like, man.
Oh, okay. I wanted to plug my Roswell CD and video just a little bit more.
Sure.
Okay. Let me do that right now, okay?
Go ahead.
And it's $19.
Right.
And it's the... only place, the only source, trust me, no book, no TV show has ever given the plain vanilla history of what happened out there.
You betcha.
Without speculation. And you've seen the thing, so you can back me up on this.
Yeah, that is actually true. Without trying to sound like I'm totally pushing your product.
No.
I've done a lot of reading on paranormal stuff. Okay. I'm not a Huna Huna crystals guy.
So you know how different this is.
Oh yeah. No, it's the first 10 minutes I was watching this, I'm like, wow, this sucks. He's got some blonde chick with a long microphone and this old bastard sitting in a chair yakking. This is going to be rocking, you know.
If you can make it through that first 10 minutes.
Yeah, once you start talking about how, yeah, and you break it right down so that you could be, you know, you could get, what's that anti-hoax guy? What the hell's his name? $100,000 if you can prove magic.
Oh, the amazing, I call him the amusing Randy.
Yeah, the amusing Randy. You could sit Randy down with that shit, and it is more like you can't really deny it. I mean, it's just right there. It's all black and white. It's all facts. There's no real speculation. You and I have been speculating huge on the show tonight, but the video is not like that at all.
Not at all. Not at all. And we're almost making it sound like it's dull, but it isn't. Or so everybody tells me.
Yeah, well, it's, like I said, first 10 minutes. You make it through the first 10 minutes. The first 10 minutes, I'll be frank with you, suck. But if you can make it through the first 10 minutes, you're laughing.
and I'm with you on that. But it's available on either DVD or VHS video.
Yeah, our crowd's going to be putting that on DVD.
And it's $19. And let me give you this number, and I'll try to give it one more time before we hang up here. And it's you're calling an outfit called Metro Video.
Do that
at 694-0320.
No problem.
All right.
All right.
And thanks for the plug and $19. And you're going to learn something about what I think is the most important case of all time.
That's known.
Because of the documentation.
Yeah, you betcha. You betcha. And it is something to look into. Anybody who's even wondered about UFOs and stuff like that, I mean, Roswell's the big one. You know, everyone talks about New Mexico and Roswell and stuff like that. So, you know, how much of it is bullshit? And it's so hard, too, because you can't get any hard data. Because, like you said, 90% of the people involved in the field are a bunch of flaky bastards.
Well, and the other thing that since I've specialized in this and done so much basic research on it, there's an amazing number of liars. Really, and that's another problem I had when I made my presentation. Let me just give you the background on how this video really came to be.
Sure.
I was actually asked to lecture on Roswell at a UFO meeting. And from talking to some of the people that I knew were going to be there, they had things all screwed. Even they, who have an interest in UFOs, had the Roswell story pretty screwed up, and I can't blame them because the books that have been written always go off into weird tangents, okay?
Well, they always got ulterior motives, right? Buy this book so you can buy another book.
There's much to that one.
Yeah.
The TV people, they want something spectacular. Flash, flash, bang, bang. And they have no regard for truth, okay?
Oh, of course not, yeah.
Now, so what I decided to do was sort of like a professor or something, I guess, in retrospect, and put it together in slides. But first, the history. Who did what? Who are the major players? What's the sequence of events that just about everybody, even the skeptics, agree to, okay?
Okay.
Then I took the major skeptical arguments and studied those, and I said, hey, there's only about three or four things that these guys are saying, even though they say it at book length, okay?
Right on, yeah.
And then I said, what about this? And I put together, I analyzed it, put it together logically, and the title of it came out, Roswell ? Yes, exclamation point. That's what we call the video. But really, you owe it to yourself, whether you're a skeptic or not, to get this darn thing, all right? Because it's unique. It's unique.
It is. It is. So let's talk a little bit more about some speculations. Like, what is some stuff that you want to talk about that just before we wrap this up here, that you think people wouldn't like? What are your thoughts and opinions on the whole alien thing? Like, what do you think that's unique that other people aren't saying?
All right. There's a theory that's certainly not unique to me, but an astronomer, a mainstream astronomer, looked into this UFO thing, and like just about everybody who really honestly studies it, comes up with a conclusion. This is real, okay? And so he wrestled with the idea, getting back to, why don't they land openly? His theory is that, in fact, what's been going on, and you can begin it back at 1947, okay?
Right.
Actually has been a planned, slow, much too slow for guys like you and me, okay? Disclosure. Because fact is, if you track public opinion polls, and I have, and they begin, the Gallup poll people did UFO. You know, what's the public think about UFOs? About every 4 or 5 years, beginning in 1947. If you track this, the concept that UFOs are real has increased in public acceptance year after year after year. The latest one, 50% of Americans, and I have to presume North Americans here, okay?
Yep.
Say yes, UFOs are real. 70% say the government is lying to them about it.
Oh, yeah, no duh, yeah.
So, you know, that for guys like you with an alternative media operation, it ought to make you feel good, okay? And if you're having some success, this is why. Because Mr. and Mrs. Mainstream America pretty much agrees on this topic. I was astonished at this. But anyhow, the concept is that it's being done slowly but surely through these massive sighting waves, okay? Mm-hmm. Where the other, possibly the key statistic in these polls is that about 10% of the population says yes when they're asked, have you ever seen one of these things?
Oh, I've seen one. I've seen them when I was on the prairies.
And you see, that seems to be the key to this, because the newspapers, the standard mainstream media says this is all bullshit, right?
Right.
But when you talk to a close friend that you know,
right,
a close relative, and they say, man, that happened to me. I saw so-and-so, okay?
Right, yeah.
Now, you don't care what the newspaper says. You take this seriously from that point on. And I think that's what's been happening. Something like that. It's an evolution of this. But you're asking me for, some kind of an angle to look into. I really wonder if this show is taped, because it didn't go at all the way I thought it was going to, but it's been huge fun for me, okay?
Oh, no, you'll get a copy of this, buddy. Don't you worry about that. Not only is it being taped, it's being taped in three different locations around the world. Like, don't worry about that. You'll get a copy of this.
What I was going to say was I wasn't looking for a tape of my own, although I'd much appreciate that. That's great of you. I wish the listeners would, because we've covered so much territory in this conversation. You know, you follow what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of it had to say, wait a minute, what's happening here? But and a lot of really important concepts.
I want to challenge you on one concept there, man. When you were talking about that slow integration thing.
Yeah.
Okay, back in Vietnam, we're getting kind of into an area that you're going to be able to back me up on a little bit on this. Okay, there was a unit called Mac V. Sog who went into Vietnam and did the whole winning of hearts and minds thing. You know what I mean? Slow integration, blah, 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 blah. And the whole point there was to create organizations and resistance movements that the American government can use against the NVA and stuff like that. It's nothing really new there. Sanzu talked about it, standard military tactic, okay? Now, the thing that kind of gets me going is, out of all the alien abductions and everything I've seen from alien abductions, from communion right down the line, people have not reported a positive experience with these aliens. Okay, they're landing on our planet, they're cutting up our cows, they're raping people, they're doing whatever it is they're going to do, they're doing scientific experiments, and let's not even take into account how many people go missing every year that we don't even know what that is. Now, I'm not saying anybody goes missing is aliens, but, you know, there could be a percentage there. Now, my whole point is, why are aliens, if you look at aliens in the media, back in the 50s and the 40s, aliens were scary shit. Aliens was, everyone was terrified of aliens. You know, there was always like, you know, men from Mars and they're all trying to kill us and stuff like that. Then, as soon as these UFO sightings show up, do they breed on fear, which would be more profitable? No. They start saying that, no, the aliens are friendly. Even though all of our reports have been saying, no, they're cutting up cow lips and, you know, anally raping people. No. Now suddenly they're friendly and we have little gray aliens on keychains and we see them in movie theaters. And aren't they all so nice and friendly, winning of hearts and minds? So I honestly do believe that, yeah, because Mary and Joe Sixpack happen to believe that UFOs exist and the government isn't telling the truth about them, and then you've got the Huna Huna Crystal crowd, who, you know, if they ever heard a gunshot would shit their pants, you know, they're not going to claim that it's a combat-oriented thing either. And then you got these other weird cults like Scientology, the Raelians, and all the other whack jobs, but everybody's got the underlying theme that the aliens are good, the aliens are friendly, you know what I mean? I think we're a lot closer to the concepts of what was talked about in the old TV series V, where if you start winning hearts and minds, and eventually if you can get the lion to go to sleep, you're not going to have a problem getting in the cage.
And let me say that I can't argue with that, okay?
Right on.
And I could also talk like a politician and say, you know, you'll have to talk to the alien to find out what he's really up to. You know?
Oh, and if I had a chance to talk to one, 10 minutes later, he'd be singing me a song, let me tell
you. Singing you a song, okay. However, let me underscore instead
what
you said.
Sure.
Because you've seen the key change, you've seen this and that, okay? And little aliens instead of fuzzy dice on the
on the cars everywhere.
On the cars. Okay, it goes beyond that. It some guy, and I wish I could remember who, has systematically collected advertising with an alien theme.
Really?
And it's all over. TV commercials, print ads, stuff like that. It goes on and on and on. Now, this is a chicken and egg thing. Some people say, ah, it's just a cultural icon. It's something the ad people saw because it's neat, and they ran with it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be really paranoid, and I'm not particularly pushing this, but let's think about it a little bit. Could this be part of exactly the kind of slow acclimatization that I was talking about a few minutes ago?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Okay, and if these guys can grab you mentally, as we discussed earlier, why can't they implant these images of a friendly alien?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
All right.
And if you were friendly, you'd have no reason to implant images of you being friendly either. But that's just neither here nor there.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm not sure it's neither here nor there, okay?
I'm sorry, man. I know you don't want to say, yeah, okay, open war on the Greys. But I'm here to tell you, man, like, I do not trust these little guys because they're not human. They're not welcome on my planet. They should just go home. But anyway.
Yeah, let me dig in, tell you a little aside here.
Okay.
There's a fellow named, actually, Professor David Jacobs, who's one of the leading abduction researchers. He has made a pretty strong case that these Greys are not really living beings. He thinks they work for other people, okay? That they are androids, robots.
Okay, we're getting kind of near the hokey phase here.
Are we or aren't we?
Okay, so we're saying they're droids, some kind of synthetic life form.
That's right. It hardly changes any of this, okay? But it's just an interesting little aside. I don't mean to make a big deal out of this.
No. Okay, but it's an option.
Yeah.
Okay, they're robots. All right.
They have never been seen to eat. They don't appear to actually breathe. It's kind of weird, okay?
Well, the breathing thing is, I don't know if we could even verify that, because half the time when I'm screaming because someone's getting shoved up my ass, I'm not checking if anybody's breathing. But the eating thing, I also refer to V, where you never saw the aliens on V eat either, but anyway.
Well, you got me there on the V thing. But I tell you what, Ace, I've had a hell of a time here.
Have you? I've really enjoyed this, and I want to ask you something else. If ever you come across, just before we sign off here,
sure.
If ever you come across any new data, will you please contact us? We'd love to have you back on the show. You've been a great sport. I hope I haven't offended you with anything I've said or the way I've said it. You've just been awesome. I'd love to have you back on the show talking about anything you want. If you want to talk about, like, you know, whether or not, if you were to come across information that, holy cow, Sean's right, they're an invasion force, I want to hear about it.
All right. Well, Sean, thank you, and thanks to your listeners.
All right. Thanks so much, buddy. You take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay. That was awesome. What an awesome interview. That's got to be one of the best interviews we've had on the show.
That's great.
Ass. So sweet. Don't worry, we're not going to chintz you out. We still got lots of stuff to go over. I'm going to go over a thing right now on the feedback, which I said I'd read and come back, and then we're going to do the halftime music. Okay, feedback. Sean and Sam from Hey Bob. To follow up the thing with the After Now Goth Club, remember that last week we were talking about how the Tales from the After Now was kind of played in a goth club, and hopefully to cover Sean's concern. Hey Bob really, really, missed part of his thing there. Regardless of that, how am I going to cover this now? Because I just recovered and said, please don't say this on the air. And Sim just pointed out, saying, oh, Sean,
you didn't quite read it all the way through.
But anyway, well, I saw it. It looked good. So
we can talk about.
But anyway,
Hey
Bob sent us back, and he said, because I was concerned about money, him making money with this.
Making money off of it, yeah.
And he's not.
Yeah.
So, and you know what? And he was really, the email he sent was awesome.
Yeah.
It was really, really, really cool. I didn't expect him to get that panicky over it.
No,
it was really cool that he did, and I take that as a very, very, respectful thing that he was like, you know, don't worry, we're not ripping you off, we're not trying to sell it, and I respect that, and I think
he's not selling
so
the CDs, so it's all good.
Yeah, I don't care, you know, I don't care if there's cover to get into
clubs. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, it's all about the story, you know what I mean? So, hey, if you like it, you know, go nuts. Going to the halftime music, I'm just going to talk about that interview just a little bit more, man.
Sure.
I'm sorry, but I'm here to tell you, I honestly think, okay, and even Buddy is there telling me that, yeah, you know, Sean, I can't really argue with you. You know? Yeah. And this guy's a foremost expert in the field. And I know we were plugging...
He's done research all his life.
Yeah, like, come on, guy, 1954, give me a break. I'd be some fucking bored after 50 years. But anyway. But, like, seriously, yeah. It's like 50 years worth of shit.
Yeah.
Like, seriously... If you do want to pick it up for $20, it is a good watch, and you'll learn more about Roswell in a less amount of time.
And he really breaks it, like,
and fuck,
step
dude,
by
like,
step.
Shit, man, a monkey could watch this shit and be like, fuck, they're invading. so, like, yeah, if you want to check it out, it is a seriously. Don't expect it to be a movie that you're going to enjoy. Expect it as a quick way to put fucking data in your head.
It's not a Fox special, it's flashing
not,
stuff.
It's not
no,
a Fox special. You got a lot of shit here tonight that you wouldn't find anywhere else that was totally raw, which is totally... awesome. It's the reason why I like this show. And I heard a song that I'm going to dedicate to all those fucking aliens that are currently got a base either on my moon or in my fucking ocean. And we're going to play that during the halftime music. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about how we're fucking up the rest of the world.
And we got some stuff. Smokehouse made a little thing for you.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
What's he got?
Well, that'll be coming up first.
That'll be coming up first, and then the anti, and then my
it's,
song.
It's
video.
Called "We're Friends."
We're friends. We're friends from Smokehouse. Did you have anything else on feedback before we go to halftime?
I got nothing.
You got nothing?
And,
all right.
After the Eminem "Go to Sleep" song, we got the Armageddon Project featuring Sean Kennedy, Cyberchrist, Server Protects Me.
Oh, sweet!
It is the After Now remix.
We've got an After Now remix, a song against aliens, and yeah. And stay
all
tuned because I got
stuff.
A whole lot of show. Going to be a long show tonight. You're going to like it. So we'll see you after the break.
What would you do if I sang out of tune?
You know, I've been around a long time, and people ask me a lot of questions. And it seems like the question they ask me most is, Smokehouse, why are you and Sean such good friends? Well, I gave it a lot of thought, and I gotta tell you, I think it's because Sean's so nice to me. I mean, he says such nice things, like...
The guy is not a fucking cripple. He's a big faker.
And, you see, out there in the world, there are people who have a condition. And that condition is known as false cripple syndrome. False cripple syndrome affects one out of every 400,000 people in the United States. That one person is a lazy motherfucker.
And let's not forget,
they say that within 3 to 6 months he'll be shitting his pants and stuff. But, you know, I mean, a lot of people shit their pants, and that's why there's diapers.
But more so than that, I think it's the things he does for me. It seems just like yesterday we were riding around Vancouver, and he came so close to hitting another car that he actually had to remind me to breathe again. That is a true friend. And then there was another day where it was really, really hot, and we went to the Army Surplus store. Sean parked about 2 blocks away and made me walk.
Wow. Sean sure parked a long way away. I thought Karen was supposed to be cold. I can make it. Just a few more yards.
And then when it was all said and done, he gave all my water to his f***ing dog. That's love, isn't it? That's the whole point, boys and girls. Sean is full of love. Tune into the Sean Kennedy Show Monday nights at 8 o'clock Pacific, only on Rant Radio. Please, please tune in. Because if Sean loves me anymore, I could die.
Till I see what I wanna see, and what I wanna see is you go to sleep in the dirt. Permanently, you just being hurt. This ain't gonna work for me. You just wouldn't be sufficient enough, cause we are just gonna be enemies. As long as we breathe, I don't ever see either of us coming to terms where we can agree. There ain't gonna be no reason speaking with me. You speak on my seeds and me, no speaking English. So we gonna beef and keep on beefing unless you're gonna agree to meet with me in the flesh. Instead of this face to face, then you're gonna see a demon unleashed in me that you never seen. And you're gonna see this gangster pee on himself. I see you D12 and thanks, but me need no help. Me do this one on my lonely. I don't need 15 of my homies. When I see you, I'm seeing you, me and you only. We never met, but best believe you gonna know me. When I'm this close to see you exposed.
stay blazed in New York with the heat. Yeah, dark on the beat. Yeah, walk with my feet. Understand my pain. The rain ain't sweet. What? Peep how I'm moving. Peep where I'm going. Shit, don't sleep, then sleep not knowing. But I'ma keep growing, getting larger than life. Easy going, but the same one that started the fight. He be knowing how dark get when dark gon' bite. Time to show him the dark shit. It's dark for life. Brand champin', my bloodline is tight. What? It's just so good. Yeah, it's alright. Come on, we can try to holler. We're putting holler back. Then it gets to swallow everything in the sack. Bloodline, and we can go track to track. Damn, dog, why you had to do the niggas like that?
Go to sleep, bitch. Die, motherfucker, die. Time's up, bitch. Close your eyes.
None of the files, the data that they kept on him was stay in the system because it was here. Any data, any processing information, anything was just vanishing. And he was always saying that the server is protecting me. The server protects me. Eventually he was killed. They said it was suicide, but he was beaten and hung in his cell. I guess they were frustrated. Cybercrime, he was the one who started talking, and every time he was on the cameras, you know, what's going on, I'm going to think of everything that server has given you. What you think about it makes sense, you know, I mean, what has server given me? I've got access to music, it's given me education, information, art, literature, entertainment. Say that the server has given me more than anything I've ever wanted. We'll be right back.
says we're broadcasting. Are we broadcasting? What sort of? The people in the download world are going to hear this, or what? Some people will, some people will not. We don't know yet. I'm sure that everyone's like, oh no, fucking aliens got them. But I do know this much, that Shade's Photoshop just made me blow my fucking load. The I Want to Destroy one is just like, rad. That's so fucking tight, it's not even funny. Are we back up yet? Are we up? Can you...
We're all good to go here.
Are we all good to go? I think they're hearing us, which
yes.
is cool.
Sorry about that.
We experienced some technical difficulties. Wow, this is going to be a long show. Holy crap!
Are your speakers turned down over there?
Yeah, it should be.
Okay. Yep. Cool.
Yep. So, we're doing cool. I gotta say that, fucking Shade's Photoshop of I Want to Destroy.
Oh, that's perfect.
That I seriously made Hook 'em Horns and like danced around the room. That was bad.
You'll see it on the video later.
Yeah, very, very cool. I was like, wow, that's the shit. Okay, well, let's get into the news, okay, so we can get this over before it's Tuesday. From Alien Binary.
And he's not lying.
Yeah, it's I got so much shit. You have no idea how much shit I've got to go through here. All right, you ready? Actually,
nobody's working tomorrow, are they?
Oh, nobody's working tomorrow.
It's a holiday,
me,
right?
St. Patrick's? It's going to be one long fucking show.
The day after St. Patrick's Day is a holiday, isn't it? Yeah, in Canada it is. Too bad in the U.S., I guess. Eh?
What's that? It's spring break, bitch.
Oh, perfect.
Fucking A, man. The spring break show is rocking pretty good. And wants a copy of that server remix because they all want the server prayer.
It'll be on the FTP, ftp.rantradio.com. It'll be under remixes.
Okay, Shade, yes, I want a larger one for a background. Yes, I do. I want to destroy. I want that as a background.
That's so good.
That's so fucking tight. I almost blew. That's just bad. Bad. But, no, don't worry. Your remix didn't break the show. But I wonder who's fucking hard. Who's hard to stick around? We got 91 people in the IRC right now.
Oh, yeah. There's tons of people.
That's amazing. You know, it's like they're probably like, oh, my God, it's so late. Well, whatever. Stick around.
Too bad.
This is going to be a good show. Where are we going here? Okay. From Alien Binary. Sorry this is long, but it needs to explain and illustrate the macroscopic impact of this idea. Alien Binary is one of the smartest motherfuckers we got listening to the show. The guy's a brilliant.
He's on it.
Oh, what's that?
He's on it.
On the show.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
we get his stuff. I get his links from him all the time.
He's right on then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's right on the ball, man. The guy's fucking good. Tight. Sorry this is long, but I need to explain and illustrate the macroscopic impact of this idea. Remember a while back, I emailed you about a certain stores. The clerks get screwed if they can't acquire enough personal data about customers. Oh, sorry, clerk.
Like Radio Shack and stuff like that.
You betcha. Well, I don't know if it's a trend in Canada, too.
Yep.
But here in the States, everyone seems to have its own customer advantage card. Yeah, of course it does. Well, there are new versions of the same system. Often, if the clerk bagging your groceries is not overheard saying, do you have a store chain name card, they can be penalized. Enough of these complaints and the said employee might face serious consequences. Here's how the cards work. You fill out an application with your address, phone number, email address, etc., and give it to the clerk. Clerk removes the sticker from a fresh card and affixes it to your application. Later, service desk or management processes these records and puts you into the computer. From then on, every purchase you make is attached to your name. The reason why people buy into this is because it promises rewards. CVS cards claim $1 rebate by mail for every $100 spent. Bullshit. These cards also give you a rather sizable discount on every purchase, which is extremely handy. Listener's license much? But the price of being a number on a system is too high. So here's the solution. Every time the clerk swipes the barcode of a customer card under a laser, it's registered as being a rewards purchase or some crap. A 10, 15, or 35% discount is attached to each subsequent item. The clerk also may actually get a small reward, although it's unlikely. Remember, though, the clerk is not the enemy. They're just trying to make ends meet. No shit. The company is the enemy. So an ideal solution to this would be to be a card with no information attached to it. Using a blank card will give you the same discount, will not register who you are.
Oh, perfect.
The clerk or attendant will also not be harassed for not insisting you get a card. The company winds up with no data to sell, and when analyzed, is useless. To get a card with any information on it, approach the counter when it's either busy or late. Ask for an application. When they hand you an application, attached to it will be a blank card. These cards are already valid. If you are making a purchase while you do this, the card will be used. And if you can be sure that it's already active, but this isn't necessary. Now ask the clerk if you can fill the information out and return the application later. I have yet to hear the answer, no. Now take your card and application and purchase, if any, if you leave. Now, you have a card that exists only in theory. It works for you and the clerk, but not for the company. What happens after this? When the company gathers all of that acquired per fiscal year, and they attempt to sell it to a company like, I don't know, Clear Channel or something, they do marketing after all, the demographics data isn't there. The products are there, but there will be inconsistencies that suggest a malfunction. This means that they learn nothing, and you're still not a number. Or you can fucking lie. You can just say that you're John Smith at 111111. I mean, come on, we all do it with registration anyway. Why this is important? U.S. federal agents are not allowed to accept purchase records. The U.S. federal agents are now allowed to accept purchase records. They will most likely be kept in the card database. If you trade off customer care cards with a friend, then it should seem rather hard to use anything found. If, for example, your friend is a non-smoker or lactose intolerant, but has a record of these items being bought at one point, this data will therefore be absolutely fucking useless to anyone and inadmissible at best. We have the right to say, no, fuck that, I don't need to give you my info, but the repercussions are like this. The clerk is screwed, and you pay more money to some big blood-sucking core political giant. Just a thought. Alien binary, so alien sent me, what were you going to say? What's going on?
Pause right there.
What's happening?
We're down again.
Oh, fuck. Really?
Big stream jack. What are you doing to your computer, Sean?
What? I'm not doing shit on my computer. I'm not fucking it up. I'm not fucking it up. I didn't do shit.
I think you're fucking it up.
It's your stupid fucking computer. Why the hell is this thing set to 30 seconds at a fucking reconnect? And it jammed out at 28.
It's because it's frozen now.
Oh, that's not cool. Why would it do that? Is it because of
I don't know. I don't know why it's doing that.
Hope that doesn't do that all night. That would really suck.
It would really suck. But we're hoping it won't.
We're hoping. Hello, world.
Hello. Okay. Okay. Good. Good. I told them to hold on.
Oh. We lost it, huh?
Yeah. See? Broadcasting, broadcasting, nice, see?
Output 2 isn't broadcasting.
No. I'm just doing that now. But I did this just like a couple seconds ago.
Okay, now we're broadcasting.
And it should be like fine for a while.
What about output 1?
Oh, no, that's not used. Well, as long as it doesn't fuck up again. Let me just check on it just again.
Should we shut down the shit or what? Output 1?
What the fuck?
Is it fucked up again?
Yeah, just kind of stops.
Maybe we should reboot.
Yeah, we're going to reboot. So if you could... I'll type in the RC after.
Okay.
So I'm just going to reboot your computer.
Re-delicious. How shitty is that? Oh, well, no biggie deal.
I just told them in the RC that we're rebooting.
Yeah, that's okay.
So you can just keep talking.
Wow, is this ever going to be a long show? So they don't actually... they're not actually hearing this right now, then.
They'll hear it later.
Like, they'll hear this after tonight's show?
Yes.
That's if they're still awake.
Oh, they'll be awake.
Oh, they'll be awake. You're just shutting everything down here?
Yeah, I don't want to.
Maybe I should talk
it much further.
Well, when it gets up, we'll just, I'll keep everything closed.
Maybe sure.
It could be Shade. I opened a private session.
Don't touch.
Shade.
No. I opened You're a private, moving thing.
I opened a private session with Shady. Like, I accepted a secure connection through the RC.
Oh, yeah? I don't think that has anything to do with him.
I did it during halftime.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Ah.
So that could be it.
Could be. So doubt it, but could be.
Well, that's the one thing I've done differently.
Huh. Okay.
So that makes me go, what the fuck? Because I don't know what RC uses as a secure connection.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So,
yeah, it could be a port that fucks a shoutcast.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. So
we're just thinking about rebooting. The computer's thinking about rebooting. Let's give another kick in the ass. Oh. Just keep talking. I'll deal with it. You entertain the masses.
Okay, I'll be entertaining the masses. You can go do your fucking thing.
Like the RC's still plugging away, but
holy shit,
it's like crashed.
Yeah, you know what it is, though?
So funny.
Yeah, you know what's happening here is I bet you it's that fucking chaos with that secure connection. I bet you that's what it is. Last
fucking
time
bastard.
I bet you I just fucking press the button, man. This bitch isn't going down. It's not. The IRC's fucking dominated your system.
Press the button.
Pressing the button.
Do it.
Holding the button down.
And now. Just press the reset button there.
This one?
The tiny blue button. There we go.
The little blue button that makes a difference. So much for that shit. Well, there we go.
How's it going, Sean?
Not too bad, man. So they're not going to hear this now.
No, they're not going to hear this at all. It's
so,
like that computer broadcast, it's off. No heary-heery.
Okay. Okay, well, that's cool. Hang on, we're going to put the mics down for just 1 second.
The mics down? Okay.
Just for just 1 second.
You can start the music.
Okay, that's enough music. Fuck the music. Oh, I hate this slow rebooting.
Still rebooting.
You can help us by sending us a
faster computer.
Yes. What we need is a Cray. That'd be rad to have a Cray in here that we could all sit on and shit.
Awesome. Keep us warm. Yeah.
Keep us warm.
I'd sleep on it.
Of course, I got Vin Diesel here. Oh, wow, look at that. Ooh.
Ooh, special splash screen that I can't figure out how to get rid of. I haven't put much effort into it either. So I'm going to take control of your computer.
So if you know how to get rid of the creative scratch, creative
splash. It's for an Odyssey 2, if anybody wants to help me out.
Oh, on a Windows 2K system?
Yes.
Let us know. Because I bet you're going to get email on that shit. Well, absolutely. My skills are so fucking leap. Okay, well, looks like you're back in. Oh, you got the latest version on this thing, eh?
Of what? The VNC? No, it's tight VNC, which actually has a better compression.
Tight VNC?
Yeah.
The hell's that? Is that like a not a VNC thing? But
it's a VNC compatible one. They use the same code.
Oh really?
But they've got more options for compression.
Oh really? So it's like a better.
It's
system.
Tight.
Really?
Yeah, it's really good.
Okay, well I'll check. That
this
out.
Thing's loading up, I guess. Trying to do stuff and it's like no.
Connecting to Yahoo. CatPow. Who the fuck is that? Oh, I know who that is. So we'll just kill Yahoo pretty goddamn fast. Bye Yahoo.
Okay, let's get over to the output. Get some levels there. Good.
You see what's on the Winamp screen here?
Yeah, I can see it. So we're gonna jack right back in.
No, on my Winamp screen.
I can see everything you see.
Okay, good.
I can see what you see.
I just don't want you to play the wrong thing.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Now you see. What
no.
I
mean. Let's just.
Yeah. Let's just do that.
Thanks. Man. Let's just do that
let's
right
just
there.
Do that right.
That's okay. What? Okay.
Yeah, I bet you it was that fucking. I'm gonna blame
Could
chaos
be.
When
just
we get back on.
Don't
here.
Touch anything.
I'm not touching shit.
When we get back on.
Where'd the music go?
Oh,
the music's
still,
gone.
We're still cool.
That's just the Scientology. They fucking slapped the stop.
Well, that's what I'm blaming.
You know, that's okay. Always. It could be Grays. Wouldn't that be some shit, eh?
I'm gonna leave this up.
Okay, do that.
And you want your notes back?
That'd be handy, yeah. To do that whole show thing, you know.
That whole show?
That whole, you want to shut off, like, Yahoo and stuff? That might be
sure.
Cool.
Sure, that's a good
and
idea.
I'd rather
actually.
Have, you know, my show than...
than some ICQ messages.
Than some ICQ
through.
Messages. I could read them, though. I mean, I'm sure we'd get some riveting shit.
Probably
sure
not, actually.
Fucking insane, but... there we go. That frees up 8 megs of fucking RAM right there. Uh-oh, did Darcy just lock up? Nope. No.
Are we still numbers moving?
Yeah, there's still numbers moving.
No, they're not moving, though.
Well, yeah, they are. 111, 112, blah, blah, blah.
That? Those, that's not moving.
No, those numbers aren't moving.
What the fuck? I only got 2 seconds of it.
Do.
Blarg!
Blarg twice. Wow, that's fucked up. Why did that...
And that makes it crash. And
Yeah, well, we're not opening IRC again, I'll tell you that much. So Winamp has taken a huge cosmic shift. That's not
yes,
cool.
Yes, it has.
That's really not cool. I don't know why that would be.
I don't know why it's done that either. Why did it just
wow,
it's walk
just,
up again?
It's just taking a complete shift. Right?
Riveting, riveting, actually just totally riveting for those people out there.
Yeah, I'm sure that they're probably wondering what the fuck. This is probably about the worst breakdown we've ever had. Which is funny.
I have an alternative, but it'll take longer.
What's the alternative?
Maybe I'll have to do it.
That's it. Okay. Are you going to broadcast through yours or what?
No, that's not even an alternative anymore.
Okay, what are we doing here?
We're going to install a little tiny piece of software here.
Jesus Christ, are you serious?
Yeah. Wow. And get us back going on the air.
You got another piece of software we can use to broadcast?
It's a different way of broadcasting.
Okay, well.
And I try to do without it, but...
Why? But is it better or worse or what?
It's, I don't like using it. I like doing the other way, but I always seem to end up doing it anyway.
All right, well, maybe we should look at that. Because maybe that's going to be a problem.
There we go. They'll stick around.
They love us. Well, seems to be working.
Stick around.
Would you like to read the readme?
No, I don't think I have time for that right now.
You sure?
Well, I could read out the readme on the air.
I could.
And let's get up the Winamp. Let's get that happening. Get that happening. I don't fuck with me right now. Okay.
Wow, hard lock much?
At least it's not the computer crashing.
No, that's good, because
that would
caught in like an
internal longer.
Loop thing would really suck ass.
Okay, let's get the that off.
Okay, none. That's good.
Add
it falls out.
Add URL.
Okay.
Get that moving. Don't be a cunt. Oh, line in.
Oh, it says line in when it stopped.
Yeah. So.
Line input, there we go.
There's the numbers.
And,
good,
yeah,
like
there's
that.
Numbers there now.
Okay, now we're going to get...
Option something else happening.
Get that happening here again, and okay. I guarantee this will be good.
You guarantee it?
I guarantee it. I don't know. I'll put a dollar down on it.
Okay. I guarantee $1. I'll buy that for a dollar.
Let's get the
high
output going.
Work, you fucker. Work. Send 0 bytes.
Oh, because this has to be on Winamp.
Okay, still sending your lights.
Let's try the other one. What the? Oh, I lost my dollar.
31, 83.
It's all cool.
Oh. Should I go into the other room or something?
No.
I don't want to build stress for you.
We're getting the levels there, eh?
Yeah, we are getting levels.
It's looking good.
So, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
It's not crashing anymore. That's
That's a plus.
That's a plus. I don't have to reboot it each time.
Yeah.
Winamp.
That's
good.
Okay. Broadcast.radio.com output connection.
Yeah, that's all happening. Oh, come on, move numbers.
Does that be connected? Startup? No, she's shut up. Well, Lou, still not getting levels here. You got like 68% CPU usage, eh?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, look at it down here. CPU usage.
Oh, because I'm VNC'd in.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe it's because you opened Word.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, I don't know, man. Like, I'm trying to figure out what the fuck it would cause it, right?
No, I don't think that's
it. Like, it seemed to be doing okay until we opened, like, Word and stuff. Weird.
Let me try another one, actually.
Okay. This is pretty amazing, actually, because this must be... I personally would be stressing like an almighty fuckball right about now. So everyone who's listening to this in the aftertime, or...
Right about now,
I'd be fucking wigging out. This is like... Wow, this is like the longest fuck-up in history.
Yeah. I think this is the record.
This is the biggest fuck-up.
And, you know, it happens when you don't want it to happen, right?
Yeah, when it's on, like, the best show, which is really funny. Oh, well, fuck it. We might get fired. You know, fuck.
They're going to cut our salary.
Yeah. Oh, jeez, that would suck, eh? Which is kind of funny, but whatever. I don't give a fuck. They don't stick around, they fucking lose.
You lose.
You lose, bitch. Lose, bitch. I have to stay up late tonight anyway. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah, because I work security tomorrow night.
Yeah. Ah, so you got to condition yourself.
Well...
Good. That's good.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the computer has not crashed. We're not staring at fucking perpetual reboots. So, you know, you've got something to fuck with, which is handy. Okay.
Give me numbers.
And we're not looking at any numbers here. Line record. Okay, now we got numbers on line input.
That's not really what I wanted. I wanted this.
Okay. Should that be like in a different spot or whatever? I don't know. Fucking bitch, man. Oh, you just give up and go here.
Almost sounds good.
Almost.
Come on.
In LREC. Is read me there?
I just said, please stay with us some more.
Yeah, how many people got in the RC?
Well, they're still all there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're still
all
there.
Wow, that's fucking hardcore, man. 91 people listening to static.
Shit. Well, they're listening to the normal stream.
Oh, are they?
Which is good, right?
Which is good. I mean, they're not listening to fuck all.
Yeah. We're going to just try the normal route.
I can't believe that this thing is fucked up as much.
We're just going to go back to the way we were broadcasting.
Sure, let's try that.
Because
we're out of options.
Yeah, we're out of options.
Okay.
Oh, what's going on now? Oh, okay.
What, the whole not connecting thing? Oh, we're sending numbers.
Yeah, that's good. It's not the way I wanted to do it.
Well, who gives a fuck as long as we got numbers going out?
I just can't guarantee it's not going to go down again.
Well,
that's the price we got to pay.
Push with the cock you got. You're going to start input three as well or no?
Yep, just doing that right now.
All right. Okay, we are tentatively broadcasting. I didn't do that. Okay, so let's not fuck around at all. Maybe she just locked up, man. Just locked up.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Go back. Go back to the open screen. Is it... Can they hear us or no?
No, not when those numbers aren't moving. They heard like 2 seconds of us. And then the funny thing is you disconnect and reconnect and it's like, no, that's your limit. What? You can't send no more bytes.
Why would it do that? It's fucked up. Stop and start Winamp? Does that make a difference or what?
Doesn't seem to.
Weird.
That just locks it up.
Bang. Fresh install of Winamp, maybe?
No, I doubt it. I'm going to try one more thing.
And then?
And then?
We're fine.
We retire for the night and do something else. And I work on this for all week.
Really This is the one you were going to try before, or what?
This is a yet another different one.
Yet another plugin?
Yeah.
Pretty amazing. We've tried three different ways to broadcast with this fucker.
It's good music in the background. Good. I like that.
Okay, that's good.
I like that a lot.
Yeah. That did some good things?
Yep, that did some good things. I did some happy...
Okay, we'll just be very cool.
I did some happy, happy things.
Okay, well,
super happy
cool,
things.
Be cool.
Tell them to be cool, Honey Bunch. Be cool. Be cool.
Be cool. Be cool. 19, 20, 21, 22. Okay, we're broadcasting again.
Don't worry, this is the good one. This is the fine. We'll do fine after this.
Think so?
Yep.
Okay, well, there's me and the whole disbelief thing. Are we up?
Oh, yeah.
We seem to be up. We seem to be broadcasting.
Remember that little thing?
Oh, yeah, I remember this thing.
Fucking hate it.
Why? Why the fuck would you hate that? It's a little fucking bar. Who gives a shit?
It's not the way I like to do it.
It's
just
what?
Not the way it's done around here, man.
Okay, you're a fuck.
It's not about the bar.
You're a crackhead.
It's not about the bar. There you go. I'll
okay.
Give you control of your computer.
Thanks. Okay, are we back up?
Yes.
We are, in fact, back. Okay, things were looking really bad there, guys. Like, things were like, wow, the show is over. Okay, that was...
It was that
like,
close.
Yeah, we're like, Sim just tried three different ways of rebroadcasting, and we're back. Is everybody still there?
They, yep, they're all there, 92 in the IRC.
There's more there than when we fucking started. Now, that is like a testament...
Well, that's dedication.
Do you know what? If fucking Fox went down, do you think everyone would stay watching? No.
They go, what's else
like,
is on?
Whatever. So last thing we covered, I don't know what people got, was about how to get one of those cards and basically fuck people over. Also, Alien Binary sent me an awesome way to hack an iPod.
Nice.
Very, very cool. But I'm not going to read all the instructions because there's code there and everything. So once Alien Binary...
Is there a link?
No.
Yeah.
He,
oh, okay.
He didn't send me a link. So, Binary, send me a link. I'll put it up next show. Very, very cool. New link from Scrimmy. Well, Bill Gates, as I like to call him, Kaiser Wilhelm, has gone and made an honest man out of you, Sean. That's right. Microsoft's anti-piracy guy just testified for a House subcommittee that piracy is terrorism. Sound familiar to the afternoon much? Damn it. Now, I know you don't get riled up about Microsoft like I'm sure so many of your listeners want you to. But I think you'll get less tolerant of them as time goes on. Allow me to illustrate by way of another link. This is a freaking huge article that pretty much spells out Microsoft's plans for next year's and how sore our collective asses will be afterwards. Okay, and there's another link. Always, and as always, keep up the yelling and fist shaking. We're listening. That is, of course, when our stream doesn't fucking die.
That's right. Which you'll be listening after in the archives.
And more on this fucking sad point where they say, yes, pirating's terrorism. Here's a link from a Yahoo News story from Lentium sent me called, "This is just sad. I think the title says it all. Does file trading fund terrorism?"
Oh,
now, that's
God.
Kind of bullshit.
That sentence is just wrong.
Of course. Like, hello? File trading's being sued because no one's making money. So you want to explain to me, you know, when you download files, you download with Osama. Like, fuck off.
It's over on over your shoulder.
You know, suck my mother-loving cock, okay? Jesus. Anyway, more in scare the living fuck out of you news, scientists have developed a brain chip. This is just fantastic.
That's good stuff.
A brain chip could be used to replace the memory center in patients affected by strokes, epilepsy, Alzheimer's disease, or communism.
That's what they tell ya.
It has been claimed. U.S. scientists say a silicon chip could be used to replace the hippocampus, where storage of memories is coordinated. Which means that if you can store memories on a silicon chip, you can trade memories.
Straight Johnny Mnemonic. I double my RAM.
I use my doubler. More than that, Strange Days much?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's the one.
Strange Days much? They're due to start testing the device on rat brains shortly. If that goes well, a California researcher will test the artificial hippocampus in live rats within 6 months, then monkeys trained to carry out memory tasks before progression to human trials once the chip has been proven safe. Define safe exactly. The aim is the silicon chip, the first brain prosthesis, will be able to replace the damaged brain tissue. Current devices, such as cochlear implants, only stimulate brain activity. Okay, I've never heard of a cochlear implant. That's a little scary. Pentagon is now seeking the freedom to pollute land, sea, and air. The Pentagon is quietly seeking exemptions from some of America's main environmental laws, which would give the military free reign to dump spent munitions, pollute the air, and poison endangered species at a space without risk of liability for any damage. The proposal slipped into fine print with the 2004 military budget last week is enraging environmentalists and some senior figures on Capitol Hill, who say the Pentagon is taking shameless advantage of the September 11th attacks and the looming war against Iraq. Well, no shit. To wriggle out of its responsibilities to public health and the country's natural heritage. There's just no justification whatsoever for the exemptions they're seeking. They do not even present examples of why they're seeking this exemption. John Walk, a clean air specialist with the National Resource Defense Council, said. So that's, yeah, you know, the universe, the army's trying to destroy the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Again, tales of the
as usual.
Much. FCC is debating whether or not airwave usage should happen. There's a link from Wired. The Federal Communications Commission on Thursday began reviewing whether to allow schools, churches, and companies greater flexibility in using a large swath of the airwaves they hold, possibly to advantage the deployment of normal high-speed internet service. The spectrum, 190 megahertz, is used by schools and churches. Schools and churches, why are those two in the same? For distance learning and television broadcast. While Sprint and WorldCom use a portion to try to fix wireless high-speed internet services, but they did not get far. The FCC asked for public comment allowing license holders to use airwaves for mobile services, be able to lease the fucking airwaves to others, or outright sell the license to promote wireless high-speed internet service. This is a band I think has been marked by unrealized potential, says FCC Chairman Michael Powell. There is as much spectrum that is currently allocated to the entire terrestrial wireless service in this country as enormous potential in the fixed and mobile applications.
Yep, they own the airwaves.
Yeah, okay, that makes no fucking sense at all. So,
you have to buy it from them. Buy the air.
Yeah. Suck my ass. I'm gonna broadcast till I die. Thanks much. Call time restraints to stop telemarketers. Americans can look forward to dinners free of intrusive and irritating telemarketing calls. I got a new way of fucking doing that. Now that President Bush has signed a bill creating the National Do Not Call Registry. That's the idea, anyway. The law authorizes Federal Trade Communication to collect fees from telemarketers to fund and enforce the Do Not Call list. Consumers can enroll in the registry online or by calling a toll-free number starting in July. By September, telemarketers will have access to the database so they can update their call list. On October 1st, the first day of registry goes into effect. As of the first day, can expect to rid their phones of unsolicited calls from telemarketers. That's a little bit scary.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Bush declaring war on everything in the world. We've now declared war on public information.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. On March 2nd, the London Observer broke a stunning story about the U.S. government, a story with seriously international implications. U.S. agents were bugging homes and offices of United Nations Security Council members who had not yet voted in support of the war on Iraq.
Wow.
Err, have some fucking Watergate. Take a look at that. The news made headlines all over Europe. The story was more timely and possibly more important than Pentagon Papers. Daniel Ellsberg, who leaked the secret history of Vietnam War, told columnist Norman Solomon. Yet it did not appear in the San Francisco Chronicle until 5 days later, buried on page A16 in the form of a reprint from the Baltimore Sun. The New York Times, the nation's paper of record, blacked out the story entirely.
Mm.
The next day, the Chronicle provided a scant space to report evidence of the United States may have falsified documents it gave to UN inspectors indicating the existence of certain weapons of mass destruction on Iraq, on page A11, under the caption, U.S. Information Wanting. On the front cover, a prominently displayed photo of two Bay Area soldiers tossing a football in a desert camp. Yeah, so why are we going to war again? Just checking. And don't forget, now that since, you know, George Bush can kill anyone he wants, but you can't anymore, now they're going to track your guns. Judging Eagle sent me this one. This is pretty fucking tight.
This is interesting.
Yes, I'm not sure the right place to submit to the website. Don't worry about it. Just send it to me any way you want. Here's the link. Basically, this guy in South Africa invented a handgun that has a GPS in it, a camera to record what each shot hits, and a thumbprint scanner to restrict use. It's pretty scary that a weapons will be able to tell how they were used at a later date. Yeah, it's all about you just fucking hacking that gun. Okay, because I promise you.
Yeah.
Like, there's enough dudes out there knowing enough about guns, it'll be like Zip Gun World, okay? So fuck
that. Would be helpful if you hack the gun, you got an alibi.
Here's another link to Metal Storm. They have a completely electronic gun, a 100% electronic gun, which does everything based on electronics, which is kind of interesting.
Wow.
So
that's interesting.
Very, very, very cool. Now, this
overclock
is something,
your gun.
Yeah, this is something that will scare the shit out of Sim. Check this out. Tracking chips to be woven into clothes.
Oh, perfect. Get the latest Gap clothing with your tracking chip.
The Minority Report. In a move, wireless industry analysts will infringe on customers' privacy. Oh, my God. Clothing designer Benetton, remember that.
Benetton.
Don't buy anything Benetton because they're evil. Plans to weave radio frequency ID chips into its garments to track its clothes worldwide.
The chips will help Italian clothing manufacturer cut costs by eliminating the need for workers to take inventory by manually scanning individual items of clothing. They will also protect the garments against theft, analysts say. But analysts warn that the RFID chips could pose significant risk to customers' privacy because they would allow anyone with an RFID receiver to locate customers wearing Benetton clothes, including companies that want to sell them their products. Because Benetton clothes are not cheap.
No.
Mike Laird, an analyst with technology research consulting firm Venture Development, said the more companies that embed RFID tags in their products, the more likely it is for someone to drive by a home and say, oh, look what we've got in there. An HDTV is in there, and she wears Benetton. That's a huge concern. So I would drive by your house with an RFID tag, and I don't even have to fucking go through your garbage. I know what you buy. I know where you shop. I know fucking everything. Pardon me while I just put in a magnetic lock on my entire fucking house.
Exactly.
Private advocates fear that consumers will be bombarded with intrusive advertising as opposed to what we have now, where the call registry.
I can barely notice the advertising, Sean.
Since a history of customers' purchases and their identities would be likely with a tag even after they leave the store. Yeah. Now, I don't really like doing the war thing, but this is more about how the government is fucking us thing. Bush has admitted to scripted press conferences. Not only do they fucking lie, not only do they not cover, but they're scripting the press conferences. When Bush gave his second primetime press conference in 2 years on 6 March 2003, in a flustered moment, he admitted that the production was scripted. But in transcripts of the event, all media outlets except one have changed or removed that embarrassing moment.
Oops, that never happened.
It happened when Bush was looking down at his notes to see which reporter he was supposed to call upon. The following excerpt was from the official transcript of the White House website. The risk of doing nothing, the risk of hoping that Saddam Hussein changes his mind, is what Bush is saying, and becomes a gentle soul, the risk somehow that initiation will make the world safer is a risk I'm not willing to take for the American people. We'll be there in a minute. King, John King, this is scripted, and he laughs. Thank you, Mr. President. How, sir, would you answer to critics who say that it's somehow personal?
So that was the script. That's what happened.
And he said, oh, hang on, guys. King John King, this is scripted. And everyone laughs.
Nice.
It's fucking brutal, okay? Trotsky's Ghost sent me that. Okay. I'm sorry. Trotsky's Ghost didn't send me that. That was someone else. That was Soul Trance sent me that. But Trotsky's Ghost sent me more things on the media where Dan Rather was speaking out against media censorship. And remember Walter Cronkite? Yeah, he spoke out on that, too. Because he's like, wow, you know, when the hardline conservative fuckers are sitting back going, wait a minute, we're all going to hell. somebody should shoot that guy. Watch what you pick up at the library. The feds could be watching. Along with the usual reminders to hold noise down overdue fines, library patrons of Santa Cruz are seeing new type of signs these days, a warning that records of books they borrow may wind up in the hands of federal agents. Yeah. The signs posted in 10 county branches last week, the library's website, also informed readers that the USA Patriot Act prohibits library workers from informing you if federal agents have obtained records about you. So the library can't say, they're looking at records of you. Questions about this policy, patrons are told, should be directed to Attorney General John Ashcroft, Department of Justice, Washington, D.C., 20530. Library goers are swift to denounce the act's permissions. Yeah, no shit.
No kidding.
It's none of their business what anyone's reading. Yeah. And to go with that wonderful brain chip we got going on there, let's look at the new neural interfaces that have just come out.
Neural interfaces.
You betcha, baby. A neural interface is a type of data link between a human nervous system and an external device, such as a computer remote-controlled machine. Such a link can allow information to transmit to the nervous system from the nervous system in both directions. Scary.
Wow.
While computers... Wow, what if you put two brain chips in and people fucked with neural interface? That's crazy. While computers and peripheral devices have developed at a rapid pace over the last 30 years, well, 30 years there was no peripheral computers or peripheral devices, the interfaces that humans have used to inherit them have remained somewhat static. This part explains why operating systems, particularly those that utilize the ubiquitous desktop motif, have remained virtually unchanged in recent times. Keyboards, computer mics, and touchscreens greatly limit the ways which people can interface with electronic devices and benefit from them. Fear. Neural interfaces promise to improve the link between humans and machines. Fear. Empowering people in the process. Empowering people.
Empowering.
Enhanced by the power of its web. The devices extend human abilities by allowing them to benefit from what machines are good at, such as brute computation, without sacrificing human control. What are you sacrificing? Just humanity. Like, holy fucking scary
Don't
shit.
Don't worry about it. We just want to
Holy scary
in.
Shit, Batman. Oh, that's some fucking, there's some scary shit. Moving on to cryptozoological news. I'm sure everyone's heard about this one. The word is made flesh as God reveals himself. as a fish.
This is great.
An obscure Jewish sect in New York has been gripped in awe by what believes to be a mystical visitation of a 201-pound carp. Or, pardon me, a 20-pound carp.
I'm like, whoa, that's a big carp.
Which is heard shouting in Hebrew. It sure was one of them fish that sing like in Elvis and shit.
That's what I was thinking the whole time I was reading this.
In what many Jews worldwide are hailing as a modern miracle. Yeah, no shit.
Yeah,
many believe
fish.
The carp was channeling the troubled soul of the revered community elder who recently died. What, he couldn't get fucking anything better? Now, I know Jews are cheap, but
Jesus. Well, we got the fish.
We got the fish. It's a wholesale fish. The only witness to the mystical show were Zamlin Rosen, a 57-year-old Hasid with 11 children.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Wow, dude.
Whoa.
Holy Hanukkah. Fucking, you know, wear a rubber.
Slow down.
And his co-worker, Louis Nivel, who says that on 28 January at 4 p.m., they were about to club the carp on the head when it began yelling.
I well, no
began
yelling, too.
You probably yelling, fuck you crazy Jewish bastard.
Don't hit me.
I'll fucking kick your monkey ass. Nivello, a Gentile who does not understand Hebrew, was shocked at the sight of the fish talking in language. He was so shocked at the sight of a fish talking in any language that he fell over. He ran into the front of the store, screaming, "It's the devil! The devil is here!"
Yeah.
I'm sorry. No, I'd be like, "Holy shit! Put this carp back in water!" And I'd be like, charging $25 a hit. The shop owner heard its shouting warnings and commands too. It said, "Terzush Shamaya by Hazav Ba." Okay, whatever. Which is essentially means that
you just conjured a demon, Sean.
Oh, sorry. Fuck. Which essentially means that everyone needs to account for themselves because the end is near. Damn it. The animated carp commanded Rosen to pray and study the Torah. Rosen tried to kill the fish, but injured himself. You should pray the Torah. Fuck you, cowboy. Smoke.
Chop.
It was finally butchered by Nivello and sold. Okay.
That ending just is like, what?
What the fuck?
You killed this talking fish.
God is speaking to you through a fish, and you're not going to, like, try to save it or fuck all? That's just the most bizarre
shit. No, it cut off its head. It went for sale.
I mean, I paid good money for that carp. Anyway, so whatever, dude.
That's like, crazy.
Jesus Christ. Was that, what the fuck? Was that, that's cryptozoological?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, now this is...
Sort of fell into a bunch of categories.
Yeah, that's like the holy shit news. That's the crazy Jews in New York news. Cult Watch from Trotsky's Ghost. Okay, now this is neat. I've never heard of this guy. Before I get into the links, he sent me a bunch of links.
Okay.
I want to bring something to your attention. On the radio, now on TV, MSNBC to be exact, there's a talk show host named Michael Savage, who hosts a show called The Savage Nation.
Okay.
This man is the most reactionary, diehard, conservative, war hawk, ass clowns ever to have his image sent across the universe. He is demeaning to women, gays, anyone who isn't white, Anglo-Saxon, and liberals. He routinely calls for all these people to be, quote, gotten rid of.
What?
Now, as if that wasn't enough to make you discuss it with him, it also turns out he's a mouthpiece for a wacky, wacko doomsday cult. He's a member of the Foundation for Human Understanding. Wow,
that's a nice name, right?
A cult so whacked out that even Scientology thinks they're dangerous.
Whoa!
For more information on Michael Savage, who, by the way, changed his name from Wiener to Savage.
Michael Wiener.
And used to be a holistic medicine guru, check out these sites. MichaelSavageSucks.com and TakeBackTheMedia.com Wiener Cult. I think these guys should be on the destruction list after Scientology and the Raelians. Wogs of the World Unite. So that's on your cult watch.
Whoa.
Also, I thought I had something on here from Scientology.
No, not that I see.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Oh, down the page.
I put it in the alien problem. It has to be in the cult section. Sorry about that. Message. Damn Scientology, death them all. Whoa! Preston touts Scientology on TV. Was Kelly Preston providing a valuable public service on Montellian Williams' show, or was she merely touting some controversial policies of Scientology? Jeanette Walls delivers the scoop. Here's a link on how Scientologists have invaded the Montel Williams show.
They're all over the place.
Which, who gives a fuck? Because who really watches Montel Williams anyway? No Walls watch Montel Williams. He can suck my ass.
You better not.
On to the alien problem. Prepare for danger. The Mars Desert Research Station in Utah attracts rocket scientists, NASA workers, teachers, engineers, aspiring astronauts, and space enthusiasts from all over the world. What these guys do is they set up a big goddamn, simulation Mars thing in the middle of the goddamn desert.
Yeah.
And they hang out there. Which is kind of cool. I mean, you know, whatever. I mean, there's one chick on there that says, mankind has had the chance. Now it's time for womankind. I'm like, okay, whatever. That whole statement just makes no sense. You're fucked. And, of course, New Mexico, being, you know, not really getting in with the whole, the aliens are here to fucking kill us. Die, motherfucker, die! the New Mexico to honor aliens with their own day.
welcome him into our home.
A New Mexico legislator proposed on Monday having a state honor all extraterrestrial beings with a special day that will celebrate and honor the past, present, and future extraterrestrial visitors. Fuck that. Just in, visitor and invader is kind of, you know, the same thing.
Yeah.
Going to the kit corner, Joint Tactical Electronic Vehicle. And this got sent to me from Spastic Audio Breakdown, because they did they had a link on this too, but I think this is pretty fucking cool.
Cool.
And there's nothing in the rule books that says an elephant can't pitch, so what the hell? There's a common misconception that electric vehicles are nothing more than sleek-looking golf carts that will never replace gasoline-driven cars.
Ooh,
some electric vehicles, EVs, fight back against viewpoint by offering excellent performance and sports cars-like handling. The JTF does not offer sleek or stylish, sleek styling or shiny paint job. It does, however, represent the state in the art of off-road hybrid electric vehicles.
I think it looks cool, actually.
Yeah, it's not an electric Hummer. JTF was designed from the ground up using chassis suspension technologies from desert race trucks. Very, very cool. Something to check out. It's a neat link. Media review from the Judging Eagle. If Sean is really dedicated to living anywhere on his wits alone, he should get his hands on a copy of the SAS Survival Guide, which is true. I don't think I've mentioned the SAS Survival Guide. It's a tight book. It's a small book you can shove in your pocket and leave in a Ziploc bag. Keep it handy for when you need it. The book will fit into a normal sandwich Ziploc bag, so it's pretty small. I've had a copy ever since I was a Boy Scout, and after losing it, I went out to find a new copy. The book is very small. It's full pages and pages. Very useful information. Yes, it is. And it actually covers everything from fucking riots to... It's a no-bullshit book, okay? You want to check that out. There's the link to get it.
Nice.
And Mess with the Normals. Now, this is one of the best Mess with the Normals I've ever had sent to me. Check this out. Hey, Sean. This is from Soul Trans. Hey, Sean. Just one site here. Found it in my travels. Thought it was a really cool idea. Here's the link. Print out barcode stickers given on this site and stick them to various consumer goods in grocery stores. Each barcode when scanned prints out a word on the display instead of a price. Cool way to fuck with things. You can generate your own barcode and worth. I came out of $6.90. But just some cool shit. So you can print out barcodes that say words like freedom and don't go to war in Iraq or whatever. You can make up barcodes, put them on stickers, and stick them on products inside of stores. How sweet
nice.
Is that? Very cool. Go into Benison and say, you're wired, and have that on the fucking barcode. So that's about it for this night's show. Holy cow, 10:43.
Well, there were some wasted time.
Yeah, there was like 15 minutes of downtime there. How many people got in the IRC here?
Well, not 84.
84, wow.
Good stuff.
Good stuff. Some people managed to stick it out. Special shouts out tonight to Soul Trance, Trotsky's Ghost, the girl whose name escapes me. She's having something.
The girl whose name escapes you?
I'm sorry, buddy. Erica. Special shouts out to Erica. And if you want to help the show, make sure that you get two people hooked on the show. That's the number one way to do this.
Oh, yeah.
And remember, we still need bandwidth. And
we do.
And if you got ideas for programming, let us know. You can get us at info@rantradio.com. If you got story ideas, anything like that, send it to the man at rantradio.com.
And all those Photoshops, make sure you either email the Photoshop to me or private message me in the IRC. Those are the two ways.
You can get
because otherwise I won't be able to put them up and they won't be able to everyone won't be able to see them. So
now,
definitely
to
get them
down,
to me.
I have to go down your IRC list because my IRC list isn't up.
That sucks a lot.
Not really. I'll just walk over here.
We just want to make everything calm and work, right? So we don't want to mess that.
Yeah, because, I guess we're still broadcasting, right?
Yep, I told Smokey to alert me immediately.
Yeah, the minute the
if it
knocks.
Stops.
Okay.
So we're cool. We're all cool, and I think it's going to be cool.
I think it's
going to
be
right
cool.
To the end of the show. So,
okay.
Which
so,
is not very far. So
which is not very far. So, going through the end of the IRC, what do we got here? We got Capone X, Misconduct, Shovel, Smokeout, Snake, Abadoobie, Alien Binary, Aliens AFK, Alamode, Al-Anon 2, Alpha 736, Altar Boy, Angelica, Fixing 9mm. You should get yourself sick, baby. Bitter Boy Scout, Blat Blung, Case, Citizen Steely Dan, Copper Top, Cronus, Dancing Monkey, Delamorta, Delusion, Dr. Zodiac, Droopy, ECSM, Fester Deamus, Foz, Griffin, Guardian Super Chicken, Hero Killer, Ivory Dawn, Judging Eagle.
I don't know how long it's been. I don't know how much time would have passed between the last time we spoke and now.